All right, we're recording.
We're recording?
Thank God.
Do you want me to do the thing?
Wait. All right, we're streaming. We should be live on the
run.
We should be live, brother!
Still using the butt?
Yeah, of course. How do you like the new software?
It was easy.
Yeah.
It was all easy.
Told you. I might start using that, too, because you could add a whole bunch of different things to it.
Yeah, it was a lot, though.
I like it, but it worked, so that's what's important.
All right, you know what else is important?
What's important, Matt?
The week that was the world in professional wrestling, we're going to talk about WWE Super Showdown.
Yeah, baby.
We're going to talk about WrestleMania season.
Best show of the week.
We're going to talk about AEW Revolution, NWA Power, Tony watched MLW.
Oh, boy, I did.
Plus, we have in studio. I don't know. What are we calling him?
The hand job.
The hand job is joining us tonight. He's going to jerk everyone off.
Woo-hoo!
All next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on rantiumradio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Get our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Shop at Amazon at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a patron at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
This is Outlandish Zicky Dice, and you're listening to Shining Wizards.
What's up, fuckers?
Titties.
Fucking whore.
Got it there.
Don't update anything, Kevin. Hey, everyone. Welcome to everybody listening on the butt. Wait, we're listening on the butt. Thank you for joining us.
No, everyone will be listening on the rant.
Yeah, but might as well call it the butt. We don't know how bad it is.
Yeah, because it's like the shit of the world is on the rant.
That's including right. Us, the Shining Wizards. Thank you for tuning in on rantymradio.com, where it's wrestling talk.
Talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Kevin.
Matt.
And the hand job.
That's
awesome.
Right.
Welcome back to Studio A, hand job. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm fucking doing Randy over here.
NWA has the question mark. We have the hand job.
I kind of like the hand job. Who doesn't like a hand job, Kevin?
Oh, not
I
me.
Mean, really?
Me.
So you don't like a hand job?
They're fucking pointless.
Why are they really pointless?
All right, if you had to choose between getting a handy and not getting a handy, what would you pick?
Well,
of
that's,
course.
Well,
okay.
If I had to choose between a hand job and a blow job, you're going to suck my dick. You're already touching it with your hand.
Jesus.
Just put your mouth on it.
Coronavirus,
he's
man.
Always got to take it so far.
Oh, I'm the one who has to take it so
far. Yeah, this is not
you
the way we...
Fucking Tony 4chan over here.
You can't just be happy with a handy and a smile? That's
no,
it.
No, because... Look.
You might not even get a smile. I mean, I'd be happy with a handy and a grimace.
Do you want to know why guys jerk off?
Why?
Because girls can't give good hand jobs. And if we could suck our own dicks, we would.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what women he's been around with.
Hand job? What do you say? You're the expert.
I've had this discussion with many females, and I would rather get jerked off by a girl than jerk myself off. So I think you're blowing this way out of proportion.
Wow, no pun intended there.
I don't know what you did to that microphone, but we could barely hear you.
I didn't do anything to it.
There you go.
He did. What do I have to swallow this thing? I'm going to have to be blowjob man from now on.
That's it.
Handjob man.
That's right.
We find it to be more intimate.
Lick my balls.
Well, with all the wrestling, this is how we open the show. I love it.
Come on, Kevin. We always open the show with nonsense
like
this.
The handjob.
I like the handjob.
Wonder what the handjob's a black belt in.
Oh.
Ooh.
Handjobs?
There you go. All right.
A boo. Good lordy lord.
Handies.
Well, you said there was a lot of wrestling this past week that we need to cover.
There
and,
was. The question is, where do we start?
I don't know.
Do I got it.
All right. Let the hand job choose.
Oh, here we go. Hand
job. I'll give you the headline that I read on Forbes today about WWF.
Oh, okay. WWF.
WWE. None of us are going to have any idea what this is about.
Sorry. So, headline on Forbes.
Forbes Chan?
Yes. No.
Like the Money magazine?
Yes.
WWE celebrates Black History Month by having African Americans go 0-6 at Super Showdown 2020.
I did see that.
And it just goes down the list of how many things the WWE screwed up with African Americans.
It's true.
Remember when it took over 60 years for WWE to crown its first black WWF champion? Or it may have to go another 60 years to do it again. So
it's I've noticed it before. It's not untrue, I don't think. And there's enough porridges in the spoons to
spoons in the porridge.
Oh, there's enough
Kevin.
Spoons in the porridge to make a case for it.
You can't just drop that. You got to work it into the show somehow.
I just did work it into the show. There's enough behind it to make you think that maybe there is a little something. You know, when there's smoke, there's porridge.
Oof, that's a tough rabbit hole to go down.
What, porridge?
No, asshole.
Now we
why asshole?
Now we killed it.
Why? Maybe. Allegedly, the what? WWE does not push black superstars to the
heights,
top to of the card. Moon? Yeah. I mean, The Rock, he counts, right?
Come on, New Day's been on top for a long time, dude. Even Kofi got a run as the champ. Come
yeah,
on.
But...
All right, well, let's look at
that, it. That wasn't... They had to.
All right, let's take a step back. How many black, African-American, whatever you want to call it, are on the roster right now? How many?
I don't think that's the question to ask.
No,
I think
no,
the
that's...
larger question to ask is how many are in management or executive positions or decision-making positions?
Devon Dudley?
Because there's zero.
No.
There's zero.
Kevin's right. Devon Dudley's
He's a
backstage.
Producer.
He's a producer. No. Isn't Triple H part black?
None of them Hand are
job?
Writing.
No, I mean, he's right, though, in terms of that. Like, in terms of, like,
no
really...
one's making
I mean,
decisions.
At the end of the day, there's really only one decision-maker. Right?
Yeah, well, Triple H is there.
It's my
Paul
boss.
Heyman's
Careful.
There. And, you know,
oh, I thought we were going to hear from Vince.
No?
Wow.
Okay, the one clip you always play, the most appropriate time to play it, in the discussion that it would be appropriate for, and you're not going to fucking go there?
No, we don't play this. Yeah, we don't.
Oh, we don't do that anymore.
We got rid of them sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're corporate now.
That's
Kevin,
right.
Kevin's got us on the right track.
Yeah,
right.
It's corporate Kevin you're sitting next
That's
to
right.
over there.
Yeah,
That's
you better recognize.
Yeah. Well, I guess I was sitting across from racist Matt, but now it's regular Matt.
No, there's other things that could go in front of Matt, but racist, no. No.
Every once in a while.
All right, I'm just saying.
Every once in a while.
I guess.
Maybe. Some of the comments.
Not actual racist Matt, but just a character. That Matt.
Oh, no, Matt's a card-carrying member.
Oh, God.
Of what?
Of the KKK.
No. Come on, man.
What? I was going to say, like, the candy corn
Tony, is that
kids.
Some fake news?
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, fake news.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near the soundboard, Kev. So you
I got
the...
it. Oh, the fucking king. The king of the soundboards. Nowhere near the soundboard.
Did you also see that Macaulay Culkin said he canceled his tickets to WrestleMania 30 Flurve or whatever this one is?
That's right, because another
because,
couple more.
Because of how Goldberg. Bad this last show was and how they're pushing. New stars like The Undertaker and Goldberg and whoever else won.
All right, we want to talk Super Showdown first?
Let's
I
get
was
into
talking
it.
About it. That's what I was just talking about.
So you brought up in a conversation, Tony, that you would like, you brought up Macaulay Culkin. I didn't know why. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
Super Showdown, Thursday afternoon, was super duper not fun? I don't know. I don't watch the WWE. I just know that between Brock Lesnar and The Fiend... those matches combined was less than 10 minutes.
Pew, 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 pew.
I still don't understand that.
Apparently the two best matches were the tag team matches, and when the two best matches are the tag team matches, it's a shitty fucking card.
I don't know about that, because when we get into AEW later on, man, they had a tag match that stole the show.
No
and that card was fucking
wrestling.
Pretty damn good.
Tony, I'm very offended by that shirt that you're wearing as corporate Kevin. You know, I work for WWE. You're rocking an AEW shirt.
Kevin, you are my... Oh, God, what's the blonde's name? Renee Young to my
Moxley.
John Moxley.
All right.
So, see how we can... Okay, you're my Adam Cole, and I'm your Britt Baker. There you go. Look at, come on now.
Wait, what?
You are everybody that Jim Ross is pissed off at, and I'm Jim Ross.
So I'm Adam Cole, and you're Britt Baker.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, good.
Can Isn't I ask a question about Super... What's it called?
Super
what?
Showdown.
Yeah.
Super Showdown?
Super Shit.
Best show of the week.
There were 10 matches, right?
How dare you?
I looked on the Wikipedia. There were 10 matches.
Yes.
Do you know how many refs they had?
Three.
Five. Why do you need five refs for a show with 10 matches?
They do a lot of other stuff.
Did you do any research about how hot the ring gets in the middle of King Fahd Stadium there?
No.
Riyadh?
They said it was a very comfortable 60 degrees that night.
No, bullshit.
That's what they said when they
Come
opened the
on.
Show.
60 degrees?
That's what they
or
said.
Fahrenheit?
The last show. Yeah, is it Celsius? Yes, it's hell on earth.
I don't know. I don't know the fucking difference.
Wait, was 60 Celsius is very hot.
It was an outdoor show?
Yeah.
Of course it is. It's in King Fahad Stadium.
No. Riyadh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
I didn't watch the stupid thing.
No, it was. They said when they opened the show, it's a very comfortable 60 degrees here in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, because they told them to say it.
Because last year they were fucking roasting. It was like 115 at ringside.
You tell them.
Crazy.
You tell them it's comfy. Tell them now.
That's how not dare
that. You.
So we got.
No, it was at the Muhammad Aboud Arena. It was not. No, the one before that was at the King. It's a different arena.
It wasn't.
It's outside. It's outdoors.
Okay, this I'm just telling you. It's not at the arena you said it was.
I thought this was at King Fahad.
It was Muhammad Abdul Arena on the boulevard in Rahida, South Arabia.
Riyadh.
I'm reading. I don't know anything.
You're Riyadhing.
Fiada.
Fucking Rihanna. I'll take her.
Don't they serve Rahidas at Chipotle?
Yes, they do, Tony. Yes, they do.
So what color is your house?
They're delicious.
Chipotle?
Picante.
Picante.
Get it right.
So it was an outside show?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They had fireworks and everything,
it didn't
man.
Didn't look like it from the pictures that on that stupid video we watched. They were showing the stills.
If not, then it has the highest ceiling I've ever seen in my entire life.
All right.
It was outdoors.
Heaven.
Yeah, heaven, yeah. No one's going there.
All the reporters there are.
The thing that annoys me the most is that, like,
they made the girls wear shirts.
No, that fuck that shit.
Yeah.
The first five rows of people just don't pay attention to the show. They're constantly like wandering around, like joking around,
right.
Jumping.
It's like people at a Yankees game.
But it throws you off, like when you're trying to watch a match and like there's just all this commotion in the background, you know?
You know what they need? They need a superstar to give out glasses at the start of their match again.
Glasses?
Then people would be clamoring.
Oh, like Brett Hall. Oh, there yeah. We go.
Or $100 bills. $100 and then people
bills,
would be
yo?
Lining up like the glory days.
I think John Morrison did that for a little while.
Did he?
Did he give out glasses?
I think so.
Really?
Pretty
my
sure.
My glasses.
And my shoes and my glasses.
Oh, God. And Rey Mysterio would give...
It's a wrestling match.
Rey Mysterio would give his mask to someone wearing a mask.
Did you see what Bret Hart did? Gave his sunglasses to a kid. Now that kid grew up real big. He's got a family. He's got a house. He's not retarded anymore. That's the power of Bret Hart's glasses.
That guy can't
do you
walk.
Think it was really random or they like chose beforehand? Like, all right, Jim's cousin's going to be in the show tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Give his kid the fucking glasses.
Absolutely.
So the kid knew that he was getting glasses?
Yeah, like that kid Nicholas that was involved at WrestleMania, 2 years ago? That was Jimmy Corderas' kid?
It was No, it was John Cones.
Oh, John Cones.
Yeah, that's
Corderas,
a bit of a different... You know, scale than giving away someone's glasses. I don't think that was a work.
No, I think I don't. I think they just. Do you really have to blow your nose into the fucking microphone?
The microphone is off.
I could hear it through my headphones. You're fucking gross.
The microphone's
Jesus
off,
you
humpback.
No, I think the Bret Hart kids were
no, because you
were
want
not
like planned. a real reaction from them. If they don't know they're gonna get fucking the sunglasses.
I feel like every kid who ever got those glasses just went like, dur, put
right,
them
well,
on my
if
head.
You listen to the song.
No.
Yeah, some of them—they're not retarded anymore. Come
yeah,
on,
but like,
oh, we're going back to that word.
If Bret Hart came up to—if you were front row, first of all,
I would do it
never
now.
Let you front row.
Who?
Second of all, you.
I was front row at a Ring of Honor show. It was fantastic.
Yeah, because you're an adult. But I mean, like, if you were a little scrappy kid and you were front
scrappy.
Row, and Bret Hart got close to you with glasses,
right.
You'd lose your fucking mind. These kids are like on like
oh like
children's
yeah.
Benadryl, the whole bottle, and they're just like, oh, put it on my
you
face.
You know why? You know why? Here's why. Because they're spoiled. Because their parents could afford front row. When I went to the Meadowlands, I was in the fucking like upper decks checking out matches.
Wait, how long ago? Because you're like 40.
40 years ago.
Yeah, 40 years
about
ago.
40 years ago,
yeah,
man.
Bruno Sammartino was giving away glasses.
Tickets were 50 cents.
Hold my toupee. I gotta go beat up Varun Mikhail Shikaluna. Nothing?
So wait, you
really?
You never had good seats for wrestling?
No. I'm never front row. I was never in that Bret Hart range of like, as a kid.
Like what about like high school when you had a couple, you know, couple pennies
yeah,
in your pocket?
Yeah, when the seniors came out to wrestle in the high school gym, they gave everybody sunglasses.
No, but I'm saying when I was in high school, I had money where I could afford to try to get a good... I could still never get front row because they always seem to be...
Fucking high school one percenter over here.
I know. Fucking. Well, he's corporate Kevin. He's got the bills.
I had $120 seats to King of the Ring.
What does $120 get you for King of the Ring?
I didn't sit there.
Floor level.
I didn't sit there. My mom got so pissed off at how much money I spent on these tickets. I sold them, and then I got other seats, and I ended up being like right above Taz and Michael Cole.
So cool. You didn't sit in the front row.
I never said I did.
Then what was the point of this?
I'm just saying that I had expensive seats in high school. You couldn't ever in your life spring for.
No, I mean I could spring for seats now. I'm talking about as a kid.
No, I know. We saw you wrote a fucking John Cena sign to SmackDown. Fucking whoop-de-doo.
And I was in the fifth row for that.
I know.
So you had fifth row. I've never had fifth row.
Yeah. So high school was what, 90, 2000?
For me, was from like 98 to 2001.
So what year did you have the King of the Ring tickets?
Probably 2001.
Okay.
What does
120 get you?
It was Chris Benoit, Jericho,
we don't say that
Austin.
Name!
I don't know. I never sat in them. I sold them. I forget what they were. I honestly do forget what they were. They were low though, because I can find out. I sold them to someone that used to sit in one of these chairs.
But he doesn't show up for shit. So.
How do you dime yourself out to your own mom, and then how do you let her make you sell those tickets?
You know what it was? I think it was one of those things where I had to pay via credit card.
And then I would have to pay her back.
Give me $2,000 for wrestling tickets?
I have season passes.
Yeah, so I think
Ma,
that's what it
it's
was.
King of the Ring, Ma.
But it was like 115 per seat.
King of Farts.
That's
sorry,
actually
Queen of
not,
Farts.
It's actually not a terrible price for King of the
120?
Ring.
120?
I want to say it was at the Meadowlands, too. So I think, and there's not really a bad seat.
And this
seat
was 2000 or 2001?
It was the Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho, Austin. It was when Booker T showed up and threw Austin through that table.
That was actually
when they
a
were
hot
letting
time
people in the
for wrestling.
Yeah, they were just like, yeah. So Booker T got in for free. I had to pay $120 for a seat. It was 2001, I think.
Yes, 2001.
Yeah. There you go.
And then that's when Benoit had to go out for the surgery, missed the whole invasion angle. What's that?
East Rutherford.
I love
see,
that.
See, but
building.
It depended. Like, you went to WWF shows, ECW. Club ECW, $25 tickets. I was in like the third row. We went to one. Did you go with us when we went to Trenton and we had front row? And I told New Jack he was soft, and he said my mama was soft.
I don't ever remember being. Yeah, no, no, no. It was the outdoor one, right?
Good one, Jerome.
No, this one was inside. The outdoor one, we just had standing seats. Standing.
The only indoor one I went to in Trenton, we were like on bleachers.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the one that we parked in the parking lot.
And who was
we
coming out of 7-Eleven?
Parking lot.
John Cronus. We parked in the wrestler parking lot. We got fucking early
with
Donnie Freegans that we ended up parking in the wrestler parking lot, and then we just stood there and let the wrestlers in. And then John Cronus was at the 7-Eleven. We pointed at him, and he fucking laughed, and he flipped us off.
All right,
and I got a great picture with New Jack where I'm eating a slushy.
The one show I remember, which was outdoors, where you told Balls Mahoney that you were on Franklin Ave and Nutley the other day, and he goes, dude, it's just a gimmick. And then I put you in
the Taz Mission
when Bam Bam was in the main event, and he just looked over at us, and the whole crowd chanted assholes at us.
Well, because we chanted LT didn't tap out.
Yes. It's true. He did.
What are you shaking your head for?
I actually had third row seats for a few shows at ECW Arena. I couldn't get
Matt just said that.
I'm telling Kevin my story. Kevin wanted to know if I could afford front row seats, and I told him I sat in third row.
There you go. The closest we ever had was a WCW house show at East Rutherford in like 92 or 90, 90, 92, something like that. And we were so tiny, like we were like fifth row. We left the seats and went up because we couldn't see shit.
Yeah, that's a problem when you sit on the floor like that because it gets tough to see.
What year was that?
It was either 90 or 92.
You went to WCW show in 92. All you could see was shit.
It had to have been earlier because the main event was Ric Flair, Sting in a cage. It wasn't the one where there was a title change though.
No, but Phil Rea was at that one.
There was
a snowstorm.
At least I don't think there was a title change on that one. And then we saw the only other match I remember was Brian Pillman versus Sid.
When I went to SummerSlam at the Meadowlands, we got
97.
Yeah,
or 89.
No, 97. We got seats on camera, but we bought them as you start going up in that first section, whatever it is, 122.
Yeah. Is that the one where Bret Undertaker,
Austin broke his fucking neck?
We were there.
Yeah.
We were over the entrance.
Yeah,
where they came out.
But we were on hard camera all night, but we were two rows back up from the floor, so you could see right over everybody. It was perfect.
I probably told this story too, though. I was actually interviewed for Beyond the Mat.
Yeah, you told us.
In the parking lot, but I got cut.
Boo.
Yeah.
Cutting room floor.
That's it.
Son of a bitch. You know what should have been cut? That whole Super Showdown show.
It was rough. I watched,
way to bring us back, Matt. Way to reel us in.
He knows what he's doing. Short matches, and they were...
What, the championship matches?
Oh, yeah.
Look, man, I just don't get it.
Here's the thing. There's been a lot of explanations why the Fiend lost so quickly. I know that Busted Open dealt with it. No. They were saying that Goldberg wasn't on his, I don't know, itinerary or on his get list, so he sacrificed the title for the greater good of going after John Cena. Like, I don't know.
That's how they were. I didn't even hear that. That's how they were playing it off on TV.
Like, if you follow like
Bray like the tweeted tweets, the whole thing.
It's
about
a lot.
It.
It's way too much.
It's a lot. Yeah, I agree completely.
They connected the dots, David LaGreca and Bully Ray, and it makes sense, which is all I ever asked for.
I saw that you tweeted that. What did they say?
So it was like Bray Wyatt was at like the top of his game when he lost to Cena at WrestleMania, and then that started the downward spiral, which he eventually turned into the Fiend. But when he was the Fiend and he had the title didn't mean anything to him. So when he faced Goldberg, like right, because I guess I didn't watch the match. Right after the jackhammer and the three count, the Fiend just gets up.
Yeah, he gets, well, there's a little bit of posturing. Goldberg gets on the ropes and poses, and the Fiend just kind of stands up behind him. Lights go out, and then he's gone.
So it was like Tony said, like the greater good. Like he was sacrificing the title because he had a bigger goal or whatever, and that was... I guess seen at WrestleMania.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, I don't
hate
it.
It's a whole lot of extra shit.
But it's like you
got to
read his tweets and you got to like AEW tweeted the Exalted One is coming.
Yeah, the leader of the Dark Order.
Inside the E and the I, it says the Dancing Tree is dead or something.
Dancing Tree is dead.
Is that like Willow?
Willow.
I haven't the fucking slightest. But Jeff Hardy's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
It's like Paul is dead.
Well, Matt Hardy's done.
Right. But it's just like a lot of, like, I don't follow Bray Wyatt on Twitter, so why am I going to know? And I don't watch the WWE product. But still, like, Goldberg is the fucking champion again.
All right.
It's only the second time he's had the super-duper golden universal title.
They say the other point of the story is they wanted Goldberg to defeat this character that everybody loved, so they would treat Goldberg as a heel.
And then cheer.
And hopefully cheer Roman Reigns when he challenges Goldberg, and then, you know, they finally give him his rightful place at the top of the universe.
I would have much rather have seen a Roman Reigns-Fiend match, just because that's just going to be a better match. But I understand, I get why they're doing it. Like, Roman's going to be, like, if you have Roman and Bray fight each other, one of them's got to lose. In this situation, neither one of them necessarily has to lose, and you keep your two top characters strong. Maybe that carries you through the summer.
It's just weird. And then the other thing is The Undertaker just getting involved in the fucking tobacco cup or whatever the fuck this nonsense was. Like, it makes no sense. Like, they just go and they fucking, like, the best in the world shit. Shane McMahon just walks in and fucking wins the thing in 2 minutes. And now the fucking Undertaker comes out and he gives AJ Styles, who kicks out of fucking 25 finishers a week on television. He gets a choke. Not even a fucking power bomb. No.
That was a wonky choke slam, too.
Fucking terrible. Terrible.
What were you watching last night?
Evolution.
The Evolution.
The female pay-per-view?
No. The documentary on the Ruthless Aggression era. The Evolution episode.
So Triple H is being interviewed, I guess it's current time, about all that stuff, and he's like, they wanted to really push us against each other, but I said, no, we've got to wait. We've got to draw it out. We've got to, you know, take our time with it. And I'm like, there's no one there saying that anymore, because they're just like, do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Just do it. Turn on a dime. Because Triple H said he had to convince Vince not to shoot the wad on that angle before it was due.
Convince.
He's like, I wanted to have the audience foaming at the mouth to have Batista beat me up. Like, I wanted to build this whole thing up and up. And it paid off because it made superstars out of Batista and it made a superstar out of Randy Orton. And Triple H did it the right way. But I feel like if it makes no sense, if you're watching it makes no sense, it's like, that's Vince.
This is that was pre-WWE Network era, where you have to give everyone something really fast to boost your numbers and shit like that.
How much do you think it's them being in Saudi Arabia and they want something consequential to happen in Saudi Arabia?
See, that's a good point. because normally I feel like those shows don't matter to them in the long run, but this one actually really set the tone for WrestleMania.
And that's the Fiend beat Seth Rollins in Saudi Arabia too,
for the belt. Wow, you're right.
Which I didn't think about until now. I saw some weird thing too, where Goldberg's the first person to win a title in 4 decades.
Yeah, like a major championship. Yeah,
first Hall of Famer. He won it like 98, the WCW one, then like 2001 maybe, or 2003. He was the WWF champion, right?
He beat The Rock. No, he was the world heavyweight.
Whatever. And then he won it a couple years ago before
he won it in a triple threat match with Triple H and Kane, I think.
Yeah, and then he lost it back to Triple H shortly later. Yeah. But it's still a hell of a feat.
That was in 2003, I want to say.
Four major championships.
And 4 decades.
Know, man, he just doesn't do it
but he does it for people though.
No, like, I get that.
And to me, like in my head, I know what the match is going to be. It's going to be who can hit the spear, whatever, yada yada yada. But in my head, I'm like, wow, Roman Reigns, Goldberg. Like, I'm just like, all right,
The real what the fuck to me was, why have Brock Lesnar against Ricochet? Just why have that match? Why do we need to be reminded of how dominant Brock Lesnar is? Why? We don't.
Well, to set up Drew, maybe.
The Saudis pay a lot of money.
I understand, but...
So they just need Brock there, and it was like, we'll elevate Ricochet on Raw, and he'll win this four-way, and then he's the number one contender. But, I mean, you're not really making a star out of the kid.
No. Well, some would say, like, oh, just by being in there with Brock Lesnar, you're a star. And I don't buy that shit anymore.
If you're in there like an AJ Styles or a Daniel Bryan where you look good during the match, yes, when you get fucking squashed in 3 minutes, it means zero.
And now, going back to the Taker stuff, now, does that make you want to see Undertaker AJ Styles at WrestleMania?
No.
No, not at all.
I have...
And they just jobbed him out in 30
seconds. Yeah, so why would I pay to see him at WrestleMania?
Exactly. There was no point to it. Have AJ win the fucking thing, and then have Undertaker come out, and they have a stare down or some other nonsense, and then the thugs come out, the OGs, and they just fucking beat Taker down. You know what I'm saying? Like, do something where AJ gets the fucking head up on him.
Oh, man.
Because AJ's not winning at WrestleMania. What if we get, dude.
Yeah, but what about this? What if we get the OC versus Undertaker and Kane? At WrestleMania.
Now, why didn't they book that in Saudi Arabia?
Maybe that'll be the next Saudi Arabia show.
Oh, boy.
I'm just not... My problem is I'm not invested. Like, it's gotten to the point where it's like, it's WrestleMania season, and it's just an excuse for them to throw shit against the wall and see what sticks. And we get, like, these, like, dream matches, but, like, a really old Undertaker against AJ Styles doesn't do anything for me.
Who's Charlotte Flair facing?
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley.
Somebody was online saying like, oh, we're getting these dream matches now with Rhea Ripley and Charlotte, and we're going to get fucking Shayna Baszler against Becky. I'm like, whose fucking dream is it, these matches?
Well, I don't think they've been around long enough to qualify
as
dream matches.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but these people...
Big,
like,
to me, they're big-time matches.
They're big matches, sure. Dream matches? Come on. Like, fucking Sting Undertaker is a dream match.
Right, but I'll give the devil its due. The stuff they're doing with the women... Like, you're invested. These are stories that they're telling. Roman Reigns against Goldberg, like, Goldberg comes back and Roman Reigns just comes out and he's like, who's next? And he's like, oh, I'm next. It's my yard. I'm the big dog.
I kind of like
fucking
that, though.
I don't care.
I kind of like that, though. Good for Roman Reigns.
They're like a month away from WrestleMania. I just don't give a shit.
It really ain't that far.
And
really,
the Drew McIntyre-Brock stuff, I haven't been watching Raw, but I feel like it's gone to the wayside. Like, what are they doing with that?
I don't think they've done anything.
That's the only thing that kind of upsets me, where, like, the biggest deal is usually a Brock Lesnar-Drew McIntyre, like a Brock Lesnar match. That's not really the case here anymore now. I think they've overshadowed it with the other, you know, dream matches, especially with one being a title.
And what's happening with Elimination Chamber? Like, what kind of matches are we getting?
We're getting a tag team elimination match.
For a title?
For the tag titles.
For which ones?
For my boys, the
Miz and Morrison ones.
Okay.
And a 3-on-1 IC title match has been announced.
Oh, joy.
Braun against
Shinsuke, Sammy, and Cesaro.
Yo, did you happen to see when Shinsuke got fucking...
They did that during the contract signing on SmackDown, I guess?
Something like that. Yeah, it was supposed to be Nakamura, and then they got him into all three. Did you see when he fucking planted Nakamura on the piano?
No.
Holy fuck, dude. Like, Nakamura got like 9 staples in the back of his head. He got busted open bad. But you could see when he fucking slams him on the piano, he just like cracks his head open.
Now, we were talking about something before the show started, because Kevin has the Drew Gulak figure. Drew's in a program with Daniel Bryan?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like supposed to like be like his, not like a mentor, but he wants to get him like back or something like that.
The only reason I know is because it was on Botchamania, because I think it was Michael Cole called Drew Gulak Heath Slater, even though Heath Slater was in the ring wrestling Daniel Bryan at the time.
Well, this Curtis Axel was SmackDown. But the week before was Heath Slater.
Okay, then it was. Yeah. Okay, all right, so it was 2 weeks ago. I didn't get to watch the
He's
whole
going through all of 3MB, one by one.
For real? No. Is Jinder Mahal's coming back?
Nah, Jinder Mahal? No, he ain't back yet.
Damn it.
I would like to see him come back. He would have been a nice Rumble surprise.
I want to see his little bitch titties.
I'll tell you what. It's Mania season, and I know people get like super amped up for it. It's just not doing it for me. I probably, for the third year in a row, will not watch WrestleMania.
Well, Matt, I saw a tweet today. It said, I get to see Undertaker, John Cena, and Goldberg wrestle at WrestleMania. What a time to be alive.
First of all, John Cena's really starting to fucking look old. I guess Hollywood's really aging him. He's starting to get real fucking wrinkly.
It's
looking.
That stupid haircut.
Probably.
You can't keep that schedule for as long as he has either.
I understand, but
that shit catches up to you.
I understand.
He started the Ruthless Aggression era, Tony.
He's kind of looking like Steve Rogers when he came back from the future at the fucking end of Endgame. Like, just looking really old. Like, he shouldn't be looking that old.
Avengers.
You lost me.
Yeah, there you go. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Captain America, Steve Rogers.
I haven't seen the fucking movie.
Wow. I've never seen an Avengers movie.
What? Yeah. You guys are missing out on fucking cinematic masterpieces. Just unbelievable. But the other thing is, there's a chance WrestleMania may not go forward.
Tampa just got the
Tampa's
coronavirus,
got Wuhan virus going.
Well, you know what? Because they're bringing back Brodus Clay. They're bringing back Brodus Clay, and they're going to call him Corona Tyrus.
Oh, fucking boo.
Just let it set. Just let it simmer.
I wish I had
somebody call my mama.
I wish I had
somebody call my mama. She's my emergency contact.
That'll be Tony's fucking Facebook post in 2 days.
They're all gonna come out. And
oh fuck off! I had some good ones.
They're gonna
start
dancing in you know surgical masks and hospital gowns. Somebody call my mama.
If they cancel these big events like they talk about, they're gonna do this fucking. We're in trouble.
They fucked up my whole fucking week this week. They canceled all the New Japan shows.
Yeah, that's a big
the anniversary show.
That's
in Japan.
Ground zero.
They canceled all the fucking New Japan Cup, which I was super fucking excited for. So the lineup was fucking stacked. A little annoyed. A side note: watching Ring of Honor this weekend, they clearly canceled the New Japan Cup, but they were still trying to put over that Jeff Cobb was in it and Colt Cabana's in it.
Boom, boom.
But we don't know when the cup is.
Who? Wait, what's the first name you said?
Boom. Jeff Cobb.
It's my brother.
Yes.
That's right. It's my half-brother.
Nice.
Hawaiian. Jeff Cobb.
Oh, I get it now.
Hula Hula the Pineapple Man.
Jeff Cobb.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Never mind. No, I literally have a half-brother.
I want to know what Kevin got and then didn't get.
The text when you said Charles is joining, I asked if Jeff Cobb is still in Ring of Honor.
Right.
And you said yes. I said nice. And then the next text I see is Charles is joining us. So I'm thinking there's like a Charles Cobb, Jeff Cobb joke in there.
No.
And you said, and then...
I was just confirming that hand job was coming.
And then fuck. totally ruined that.
Kayfabe, Kev.
That's all right.
Fucking Joe got pinched for fucking whatever. He's suspended now. So Andrade just got back, but now Joe's out. He almost had Kevin spill all over your fucking laptop.
He always does. What's the difference?
That's a good point.
Ted DiBiase.
What's better, the Outlandish or the DiBiase?
I kind of like this.
This is Outlandish.
WAMBC.
These nuts.
King of the soundboard.
They all fit. Fuck your hand.
These nuts all fit where?
In your mouth.
Aha! I'm going to serve that one up nice.
Oh, you bastard.
Did you know Elimination Chambers this weekend?
Yes, I did.
We won't be making any picks till after SmackDown.
Okay, yeah. Because
there's only fucking two cards. No.
Somebody call my mom.
There's a woman's Elimination Chamber, too.
Great.
It's Shayna Baszler, Asuka, Natty, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, and Sarah Logan.
Wonderful.
They will determine who the Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch challenges at WrestleMania.
Well, yeah, and I think we all know who's going to win that.
That's right. Fucking Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan.
Why are we all picking this shit anymore? I hate this shit.
Shut
up. I hate
32
it.
32-8.
I don't care. I still hate it.
You're fucking slaying dragons.
Yes, that's right. I am.
The pickmaster here, and you still hate it.
Wait, the pickmaster. You got the same record I did the past two shows.
Yeah,
so.
But I'm also now sitting at 27-13. You're still 5 games ahead of me?
Yes, I am.
Kevin's 8 games ahead of Kevin?
Oh, gross.
Kevin's at 8 back now?
Yeah, he went 6-4 at Super Showdown.
Respectable.
Are you calling these games?
Yes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
This is
a yearly thing.
This is real business.
Kevin
won last year, and he still hasn't picked our punishment.
No, but I said you guys have to pick each other.
And we told you can hit us with a belt.
Three lashes each.
Kevin, oh, I don't want to do that.
Tony wanted us to kiss each other's feet, which I was not fucking
Kevin
doing.
Gets grossed out by feet.
I don't like. He never puts socks on when people come over the house.
Kev.
That was a good thing my monitor's blocking that. Fucking skeeve.
I think I might like skeeve better than T-Donk, to be honest with you.
Nah, T-Donk rules.
T-Donk sucks a fat dick.
They're gonna, sounds like they're going to cancel the World Series of Poker, too.
Great.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yep. The Olympics, World Series of Poker, you're not having WrestleMania's not happening. They're going to wrestle in an empty stadium like when...
you know what? I think I'd be okay with that.
Then they just do that with a soccer. They did that with a soccer game,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In Italy? Maybe?
Somewhere.
Maybe.
Fucking...
I'm getting nervous getting in Ubers now.
Fucking. Fuck it.
Never know who's in there before you.
That's true. You don't. I just can't live my life in fear, so.
Yes.
And I'm not an old person or a sick person, so I think I'll be okay.
The death...
As Tony fucking... This is ground zero in fucking North Arlington. It'll be on the news tomorrow.
The mortality rate for this is like four times the regular flu, so it's not like a big deal.
It's really not. It's really not.
It's just that it's no one knows where it is and why it's... going where it's going.
The word is that a lab in Texas has already developed a vaccine for it, but it still has to go through the testing. Which...
Nothing viable for a year and a half, is what they say.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Because it's got to go through animal testing, then it's got to go through trials on humans.
Got to test on those animals.
I'd be okay if they canceled WrestleMania.
A dog but tested that means... positive for it.
They could cancel some stuff that you love, too.
That's true.
Like, what if AEW gets canceled on the 25th?
In Jersey?
In Jersey.
How dare you? Whoa.
It's in the coronavirus is in New Jersey.
I know. Homedale and...
No, one of them was negative, though, right?
You're negative.
The tests are not
really
reliable either.
You're negative. Good one.
What?
I don't know.
You just pulled in a quadro.
Who? We don't speak his real name.
You don't say his name?
No, he's the professor. He's the
professor.
Okay.
Professor, okay.
The professor in the hand job.
That's right. The fucking spinoff podcast.
That's gold.
Hello, sir.
Then I take over and I'm just Professor Handjob.
Yeah, Professor Handjob. He shows up once, tries to convince you that Ricky Steamboat would have made a great fucking heel, and then it's over.
Is that better or worse than me trying to convince people Tito Santana could have been world champion?
It's probably on the same playing
field. He was like the go the fallback for the
saying in 1992.
Context.
He's not saying
El Matador like, Tito Santana.
No, I'm saying any moment Tito Santana could be world champion.
Wasn't it they were going to go Bret Hart and have him carry the company in that era or Tito Santana and have him carry the company in that era?
No, I think you're confusing your eras.
I would have 100% been on board with Tito
I'm pretty
Santana
sure that
being world champion.
Because it's when everyone left. It's when they didn't have Hulk. They didn't have Macho.
Right.
Macho
left in 93.
What 94. People, 94.
General
ish,
area.
Yeah.
Well, they were trying to get Macho out of the ring at that point anyway, but, you know.
94.
What people don't realize is that Tito Santana holds a pinfall victory over The Undertaker in Barcelona, Spain. People don't realize that.
You discount that. You get the hometown discount. I don't know. That's.
Listen.
Well, it's
you want the cheap. You want the cheap pop there. That's
practically his home country. I mean.
80,
right.
Again,
not even remotely near each other.
That's why Bret Hart didn't
language.
Want to drop the belt to Shawn.
He's from Tallulah, Mexico.
And
right?
and then they screwed everyone over. Then Bret screwed Bret.
Is Tallulah, Mexico?
Is that where he's from?
No, it's Tecula.
Tecula?
He's actually from Jersey.
I want to know what happens when Undertaker wrestles Tito Santana in parts unknown. No.
Ooh.
Undertaker has a...
That's
Ground
Zero.
Undertaker's announced, right?
For what?
He has an announced hometown, right?
No,
Texas.
Death Valley.
Yeah, but...
That's right,
realistic
Warrior is
parts
unknown.
He's got a nice house and he lives alone.
Fucking Jason.
Poor Jason. Jason's kayaking now and shit.
Good
Jason's
for him.
Getting around.
Funny guy,
that
funny comic.
Needs a transportation?
Yeah, not a lot of things you can do when your fucking legs don't work,
God.
You cripple.
Whatever happened? I thought we were going to get him on a couple months ago. He didn't know
he I guess he fucking mashed the computer buttons with his legs.
Yes. I was going to say, Tony, your house doesn't have any ramps.
No, he's just going to call in.
He lives in California.
It would have been great. It would have been a bitch to get him up here, but to get him to go right down the hill. Would it look like fucking Mac and me?
Oh, no. Oh, Frank, everyone should have friends like you.
right off the fucking
that fucking movie. Oh my god. Stick a McDonald's commercial right in the middle of your movie.
Why not?
Tito Santana, 85, could have been world champion. Tito Santana, 92, no chance.
See, I'm telling you that was.
I'm pretty sure that was the thing, because Tito was, they thought he would be like an international star.
He wasn't a steroid guy.
Well.
And that's what they were looking for.
He was a good hand. He really was. He could have a great match with anybody. You know what's great? Go back and watch the
beginning
of his...
But so could Bret Hart, so they went with Bret Hart.
His match at WrestleMania 9 with Shawn Michaels. Was it WrestleMania 9 he wrestled Shawn Michaels? Or was it WrestleMania 8?
No, 9 was Shawn Michaels.
Tatanka. WrestleMania 8.
It was 8. WrestleMania 8. When they get together in the ring and you could listen, you could check Tito Santana's mouth. He goes, "You got a booger on your nose?"
Yeah.
And Shawn Michaels walks away and he wipes his nose. It's fucking classic.
I have a hard time believing. They wanted to pull the trigger on Bret Hart long before they did as a single. Remember that time when they broke up? In like 89, they broke up the Hart Foundation?
Yeah, and then Bad News Brown kicked him in the head.
No, that was before.
No, that was
earlier.
WrestleMania.
That was WrestleMania 4.
Yeah.
So?
That was not 89.
That was 88.
I know we're all over the place here.
We are.
That Ruthless Aggression Evolution thing.
Ruthless.
With that Mark Jindrak thing.
I loved it. Big marching track guy.
I know you are. It's a fucking shame that him and... Dude, when they showed those weird videos of him and Randy Orton where he's like speaking spelling them.
Yeah.
Kind of cringy. Herbs. Very cringy.
Herbs. Herb Central.
Now you know why he had to have a fucking career in Mexico. Poor guy.
Big. Oh, it looks like they're bringing him back into the fold a little bit, though.
I mean, he was there. Bischoff was there, too. We know how that went.
You know what WWE called hurricanes in the mid-2000s?
Oh, God. Is this
ruthless
something?
Ruthless aggression.
Oh, ruthless. All right. I like it. All right. I'll give you that one, Tony.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much.
I like it. Ruthless.
You know,
aggression.
You know what I like, Kevin? I like the new WWE Superstars ice cream sandwiches. Did you see my video?
I did. I actually really enjoyed it, actually.
Oh. Would you like to enjoy an ice cream sandwich?
Well, did you read the reviews?
Of the ice cream
sandwich.
Some
people were upset that you didn't mukbang.
No, like, I didn't want to rub it on my face, fucking Captain VSK. I didn't want to fucking go slurping into the microphone and stuff.
Why not?
I kind of went like, mm-hmm, a little bit.
You
did. But I didn't want to fucking just be gross. Besides, I had to make sure my technology was working.
Awesome. How
you like
did
the graphics
that.
And everything?
I did, actually.
Yo, are you going to try that Pop-Tarts bar? Wait, did I get Kevin?
Kevin's got the coronavirus.
No.
Kevin's dying.
Kevin corpsing. Do you want to do ice cream bars now?
We can, if you guys are in the mood for some ice cream.
Look at me, I'm always in the mood for ice cream.
Uh-oh.
Ice cream hand job.
Hand job ice cream?
That sounds delectable.
All right. just to put this out there.
What's your info?
Would you like to ask a question right at this particular time? Would you like
shut
to do
the fuck up!
Tito Santana's Wikipedia, under the El Matador heading, 91 to 93.
There we go.
And I quote, later in 1991, Santana adopted a Spanish bullfighter gimmick with the nickname El Matador after he returned to the WWF. His first WrestleMania match under this gimmick is when he faced and lost Shawn Michaels in the opening bout of WrestleMania 8 at the Hoosier Dome in Indianapolis. Santana claims at the time he was being considered for a run with the WWF World Heavyweight Championship, but says the spot was given to Bret Hart. The WWF was considering expanding into Central America and South America and felt that having Santana, its most high-profile Latina wrestler, as world champion would aid its cause. The plan was eventually scrapped, and the decision was made to expand into Canada and Europe, thus making Canadian-born Bret Hart a more viable option as champion.
I'm pissed now!
What the fuck are you talking about?
Where I read it from.
I'm not buying it. That's
his claim.
That's his account.
I mean, have we known Tito to spin many tales?
No.
I don't really know a whole lot about Tito other than when he was on the show.
Are you calling Tito Santana a liar?
I would never do such a thing. Matt would, not me.
Oh, no. My. Why would I call Tintin? Look.
Tintin. Call the Tintin. Call the Tintin.
Because I didn't
fucking whore.
Hey. Ho, ho. This penis party's got to go. Hey.
God,
ho, ho. I will not call Tito Santana a liar. I don't think he's weaving many webs.
Has anyone else said this?
Woven?
Woven?
Wove?
Had
wove?
Had wove?
Is he woke? Tony, is Tito Santana woke?
That's right.
I don't really care.
You don't care if Tito's woke or not?
Fuck that. Tito's definitely not woke.
What? He's your guy.
He's not woke.
But he's not woke. He's your guy, but he's not woke.
Is he one of your top five guys?
I would say top 10, possibly top 5.
He's mine too.
I'd say top 10.
Top 5.
Top 5,
I'd say definitely top 10.
It's hard to be top 5 when they're, it's all hearts.
Real tough, dude.
Mine are all hearts though, and Savage maybe. Which is tough.
Got what?
What?
Top 5 what?
Like favorites,
favorite
I guess.
Wrestlers?
Oh,
like personal favorites.
Oh, okay.
He was he was my favorite at a time. He was my first autograph that I ever got.
You know what? He might make top 5.
Yeah, him and that fucking hairy dead piece of shit Bruno Martinez.
Bruno Martinez.
No, what?
You fucking moron.
What did I say?
Bruno Martinez.
Bruno Martinez. Got our name of the episode.
Jesus.
Wait, let me write that down.
Bruno Martinez enjoys a nice coronavirus every now and then.
Fucking Bruno Martinez.
B-R-U-N-O. that dead hairy fuck Bruno Martinez.
Bruno San Martino.
Bruno Martinez. San Martinez.
I missed the first half of that. His name.
And you added something
up,
to the
I
end.
I threw a Z at the end. I was just fucking...
Bruno.
I was going WWE style, throwing it against the wall, see if it sticks.
That was brutal, San Martino.
So the new thing is Matt hates Latinos. I get it. That's a good... That's a change of gimmick.
So Bruno
This is outlandish.
So Bruno's in your top 5.
God damn.
Nia Jax.
That's right.
Nia Snacks.
Nyla Rose.
Wait.
Wait, two out of your top 5 are females?
Well, no.
Yes.
One out of my top 5 is a female.
Yes.
Tony loves the women.
I love the big girls.
He loves Nia Jax.
Wait.
I love the big package. No, you love Nyla Rose.
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta Google these people because I'm not a fucking idiot. I don't watch wrestling. Who is this?
Not
NYLA? N-I-L-A?
Yes, NYLA.
The native beast.
Nyla Usha?
That's no, a, Rose.
Nyla Martinez.
Rose. Oh, Mercedes Martinez. She's
Mercedes
Martinez.
Jesus, Mercedes Martinez is fucking
Mercedes
awesome.
San Martinez.
So let me see if I know you,
Ding.
Bruno.
Yeah,
throw Tito in there.
Yeah,
I'll throw Paul Orndorff up there.
Orndorff, yes.
Ooh,
I feel like a Brock Don Morocco, maybe.
Brock Don Morocco.
The Rock.
Brock Morocco.
Brock Don Morocco. What is wrong with you tonight? Holy Christ.
I had a lot of energy drinks. I might be, actually.
Good Lord.
I got a lot of spoons in the porridge tonight.
This woman looks like a bus driver.
Who's that?
Nyla Rose.
Nyla Rose is a ding dong, Pat. Just letting you throw that out there.
Nyla Rose is one of those trans.
A ding dong.
She's
a man who now identifies as a woman.
Who
and is the AEW
women?
She looks like a bus driver.
There you go.
Yeah, her match was about as good as a bus driver's match.
I feel so bad for them.
That was fucking horrendous. Oh my god.
That was one of two matches I thought just didn't gel.
Do they let her wrestle men or does she only
wrestle
women?
No, she's a woman's champion.
She's a woman's champion.
Yeah, I feel so bad because I would
be fucking up in arms. Was she a man trying to be a woman or she a woman trying to be a man?
Pat, you can't do that, man.
If you do that, you're not woke.
I mean, hand job.
You are not woke if you do that hand job.
She was a man and now she
See,
transformed into a woman.
Can't do that.
She got them hitters though.
She got what?
Some hitters, son.
Stop. You know that hitters.
So
viscera.
Do you.
Yeah.
No, not like those hitters. And maybe I don't know if she had her dick cut off yet.
Yeah, right.
Alrighty.
It might be a surgery thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
she,
you can't,
we talk
you can't
about this
be up
every
in arms
other week.
About it because you get, it's wrestling, it's not real. What are you fucking, who are you fucking homophobe?
Tony
are you
spends
you
a lot of time
transphobe?
On the Facebook
dude,
wrestling
a lot
community,
of
so.
Venom and vitriol.
They did put
she's great.
China got
she's
the European
great.
Title and the
I think she's a great
title?
Character.
Yes.
No. All right, great character,
she beat
fine. She is a
Jericho?
Horrible wrestler.
No.
She's too conversational.
She beat horrible. Jeff Jarrett?
Who did China beat the Intercontinental title for?
Jeff Jarrett.
Chris Jarrett. No. Yes.
Yeah, the housekeeping match.
And Chris Jericho, I thought, too.
They were co-champions.
Well, didn't she hold the European title, too?
No.
She held it for Eddie Guerrero while Eddie was wrestling.
Okay, that's why I...
Or maybe she did? No.
No, she didn't.
Eddie pinned her in
I'm gonna look it up.
Eddie pinned her in a match, and he fucking like pretended like he didn't mean to, but
when
he did.
When is
oh,
he
maybe,
getting here?
Maybe she did. Maybe she...
It might
when
have been a three-way
when is he getting
or something
here?
Like that. Who?
You said Eddie.
Who?
It may have been...
Guerrero.
It may
How
have
dare
been...
you speak of that name?
He was all she. He.
No, she was not one of those. I've seen
she
her
was
videos.
A, so have I. It looked like a dick,
I have a
though.
Small dick.
She was a 2-time IC champion, a 1-time women's champion.
Yeah, she beat Ivory. At
yeah, I know. We watched it, and it was fucking awful.
Dude, come on, China. That was a great show. My favorite part of China's career. She did a porn with my favorite porn star ever, Lisa Ann.
Well, yeah, and
it was incredible.
All right, was that like a
hand job? Hand job? You familiar
with Lisa? No.
She plays Stephanie McMahon.
Who did China
play China? I guess.
Did they scissor me, Xerxes?
Who's your favorite porn star?
Lisa Ann. She does a lot of stuff on Sirius XM for fantasy football, actually, now. She's a big sports person.
Ann with an two N's fantasy. Or Ann with an E?
Yeah, A-N-N, I believe.
Fantasy.
She's my favorite. She's relatable.
Have a fantasy.
Do you like she's gettable?
You think.
She's spreadable, I feel like, and she's edible.
Oh! She's like she plays the mom.
Yeah, she does all the MILF porn.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites. She's great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. She's great.
What's her name? Anna Ben Mueller?
Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann. She's wonderful.
She knows people in the game. She knows Sam Roberts and them. She's been on his show.
She's
my favorite. She's my all-time favorite.
Which one, that one? No, the one above that. Is that her?
This one with the black guys?
With 3 of them. Oh, yeah. No, 4 of them.
Wait, who hit her?
She's fucking full service, huh? Look at that.
That one went right under the
radar. God bless her. Oh, she's got 5 going there, dude. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah,
black
1, 2, 3.
Black eyes. You got hit her.
There you go.
That's 5, yeah.
God.
Damn it. Both of you. Stop. Put your boners away.
That's a lot of
damage. Look, as the hand job, the resident hand job, I don't want to do any extra work today, so just put it away.
Hey, fucking cocky.
I like, Lily Tai is my favorite porn star.
I'm not too averse.
Tori Black's pretty good, too.
All right, let's take a look here.
Lily Tai. She's amazing.
This is where we're going now.
She's a squirter.
Lily Tomlin?
Ugh.
Yes.
Lily Tai.
This is all over.
She answers the phone on SNL.
Didn't China do a lot of those weird, like...
Yeah, the one...
Where it was like role-playing WWE guys.
Yeah, like a fake.
I almost said Nancy Kerrigan, but who's the one who broke her fucking leg?
Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding.
Did you ever see Tonya Harding?
Yeah.
She has a porn?
Gross.
Yeah.
She's disgusting, dude.
All right. Kevin's got plans later.
Is it worse?
No.
Is it worse than Through the Back Door, Sunny Side Up?
Big Sunny fan.
She pooted.
So am I, but that was not a very...
Ooh, you want to put on Wrestling Vixens?
I feel like we have this conversation once a year.
I got the... You know what the best part was? I posted that I had an autographed copy, and Sunny wrote back to me and said, that's not my autograph. I'm like, really?
You got...
Okay, so that was an invitation for you to be like, okay, give me one.
Give you a who? A hand job?
A real autograph.
Well, you guys had your chance to lay in bed with her, and you left.
Because it got weird,
it
bro.
Was creepy, dude.
It was real weird.
It was me, it was Matt, it was fucking Phil, it was 2 German guys, and then it was some woman with...
Nine?
It was some woman wheeling her son around, and they were going to get a picture, too, and I'm like, bro, this scene is fucking awful. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, you got to watch her video. She's really good.
It was not someplace I wanted to be.
She got that butt.
She just got that butt.
She just got that butt.
You want to talk AEW while these guys are looking at porn?
Yeah, we could talk AEW.
Is that butt?
Did I cover all WWE news that I
doesn't
had?
Doesn't fucking matter, dude.
No, I just want to make sure that I cover
Bray
all my WWE
fucking
news.
Matt Hardy's probably going to be in AEW this week. Who knows? I think his fucking deal is over and
he's
done, isn't it?
He's doing a signing at the big event.
He's a free agent now. So
free the delete, baby.
So no 90-day crap or...
No, he left his contract.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Asuka injured. Shayna Baszler to face Kairi Sane on Raw.
Gives a shit.
Uh-oh.
I got a...
She had a sprained wrist.
Sprained wrist? She's
went
not
on a
medically cleared.
Figure hunt this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. Nothing good. I just got a basic, speaking of Matt Hardy, mower of lawn variant basic.
So oh, okay.
I want to do a thing where I want to collect Mattels of everyone that we've had on the show.
Oh, nice.
And then maybe do like a little wall or something here,
right,
if Tony would allow it.
I went like this the other day on Ringside Collectibles.
You took all the AEW figures.
I pre-ordered the whole AEW set, the ring with the...
That's like a $90 ring, isn't it?
Shh. Kevin, God. People might hear this.
Your wife is going to make
shut
you
shut the fuck up.
She doesn't listen to this.
No, she doesn't.
You out of your fucking mind.
The ring with the...
It's not... No, it's actually 50. Sorry.
No, the full-size one was 100.
I know. I was just trying
to
help you.
With the other Kenny Omega.
And the belt, right? Oh, no, the other Kenny Omega. The Jericho exclusive comes with the belt. Did you get that one?
The Bubblies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ordered 2 of those.
You ordered 2 of them.
Yeah, one to keep in the package and one not to have out. Because, like, I'm going to IKEA on Thursday to buy a Dietolf Ziggler because I finally want to
I like that.
Put up and display all of the action figures. And I have the fucking Macho Man Slim Jim one, but I only have one of them. So I don't want it. It's like...
Yeah. You only have one of the Machos?
Yeah, in the Slim Jim package, which I'll show you if you want to see it when you go back to the house. It's pretty fucking cool.
That's probably the best... I think it's the best Macho Man figure
Then I pulled
ever.
The trigger on the black Jushin Thunder Liger because I already have
so
the red
pathetic.
One.
Pathetic.
What?
The best figure for Macho Man is him shilling fucking
wait till you see
jerky.
It. Wait till you see it. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
And then I pulled the trigger on the New Japan ones. I just went all out.
Did you go Lucha? Did you hit the Luchas?
No.
Because it's just Penta and...
Yeah, and they're going to be in the...
In the series two.
Kevin.
In the series two.
You're an 8-year-old wrestling fan.
Yes, sir.
You really want to buy action figures from New Japan Wrestling because you heard they're really cool, right?
Right.
But this fucking 40-year-old loser snatches them up before you can even sniff them.
Listen, if you saw the price of figures nowadays, no 8-year-old kid
And first
is
of all,
them.
It was a pre-order.
Well, a high schooler, 1%er Kevin, could afford $120 King of the Ring seats.
Right.
You don't know what these 8-year-olds are rolling with.
I had
rolling
the cash, but she was upset. Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you what, man. I worked a fucking sneaker show once. Recently?
Sneaker? I don't even know her.
Bro, that's these right. 12, 13-year-old kids,
bro,
fucking wads of money. Like, yeah. I was like,
I thought you
I was
were
like,
calling
bro,
them
it
Italians.
Gets, I was like, it gets dark early. Wops we just of money. Wait outside and fucking hit them in the head with a stick and take all their money.
It's crazy. Like, I see like kids walking around with fancier stuff than I ever had. I mean, Pat, you have to, hand job.
Pat, hand job.
You have to put it in perspective. That was like
it's
the
almost
only
like a command.
Thing. That's like the only thing I would save my money for was wrestling related stuff. And at that time, I had a job in the summer, and I was working at the pool and all this stuff. So I wouldn't buy anything else but wrestling related shirts or tickets or stuff like that.
Left a good job in the city.
So I mean, that's the only reason. Why. And actually, that weekend, I went to King of the Ring, Raw, and SmackDown back to back to back, Meadowlands and two at the Garden.
That's right. You guys want some ice cream?
Oh, we're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to melt.
It.
It's going to melt
down
here.
Get up and get him. Yeah, it's got really hot down here.
Yeah, he got up and got him. You didn't notice that he was gone? The nice silence.
We never
able to actually talk right. about things.
I will hand them out.
All right.
Instead of listening to, I like turtles every.
That's my favorite.
But he's
drop.
The fucking king of the soundboard. You didn't
and
know.
We can't have WWE ice cream bars without some old school WWF napkins to go with them.
You're going to waste those.
Hold on. Wait. Let me see those.
Yeah.
You really expect me to
Don't
use
worry,
one?
You're
going to
get one.
Are those like legit from the 90s?
I used to have 90s. One on my refrigerator.
That's Hulk, that's 80s. This is 80s. I didn't see it.
That's pre. There
you go. Why do you
winged eagle?
Why do you have those?
Whatever the fuck it is belt. It's like 84, right?
I don't even. Yeah. I might need two of these to be honest with you.
86 Titan Sports.
Because I'm going to keep one in the package and one.
You're going to keep one in the package. Right, says Captain Handjob.
That's right. I'm keeping one.
Thank you.
Here, who's
Here, Tony, give me
Becky
one.
Lynch, Roman Reigns. Okay, so.
Oh, I got John Cena, Macho Man.
I'm not going to use
John Cena, Macho Man, too.
I'm going to eat this over the sink because I don't want to use this napkin. I'm going to save this napkin.
Oh, Jesus. He spills everything else on that couch, and the ice cream he's worried about.
Just get it all in your mouth.
Yeah.
Be a good boy.
That's a good point.
Be a good egg, Kevin.
All right.
Be a good boy.
All right, let's see.
Get all in.
Tony, your review
was good.
I feel like this one's all mushed and coming out the side.
Right, well, they were kind of in the freezer down here, but I don't know.
Okay. Mm. They're kind of melting.
Mm. Oh, delicious.
They're good.
Oh, they're good.
Anyone says that they suck is a fucking moron.
They are a little melty, though. Mmm. Absolutely delicious. Mmm.
I can't put the taste on the cookie, but it's good.
It's your
like
typical...
an ice cream sandwich.
It's like a vanilla... Yeah.
It's your typical Good Humor cookie, is what it is.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Now, will you be partaking in the Dale Jr. version, which is the chocolate version?
Like chocolate ice cream in it?
Yeah, like a chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla. But the same cookies with like Dale Earnhardt in his car and all that stuff.
No.
Nope.
You're
this
good.
Is fucking this is delicious.
Delicious, mm-hmm. But I'm not a NASCAR fan, so I wouldn't buy one of them.
Yeah, but it's chocolate.
I don't like chocolate.
Oh, you
suck. I went to Big Lots and they had the frozen ice cream section. They didn't have them.
Yeah, Matt, we know you don't like chocolate. We get it.
Yeah.
We can't say it anymore, but we know you don't like it.
I don't like it.
These are good.
Yeah.
It's fucking fantastic. It's vanilla ice cream and cookie.
How could you go wrong?
Exactly.
You can't.
T-Donkey nailed it.
I didn't make them, but thank you.
Where'd you find these?
Stop and Shop. Right down the block. Got two boxes of them.
Clifton?
Oh. Lindhurst.
Ah.
Well, I'm sure they have them in Clifton.
They do.
That was pretty good.
Mm. That was fantastic. Delicious.
I don't know what to do with these.
Kev,
I'm on. Come up here. Come on.
Oh, thank you.
Put them on.
Yeah, I got it. I got it, guys.
Oh, thanks for that ice cream break. That was good.
And delicious.
Yeah. I had one of these. I think you gave me one of these, and I just hung it on my refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, here you go. They're right there.
I'm going to take it home with me, too, though.
The old ones were bars.
Yes, with chocolate on the back,
yeah, and they had
the
a chocolate
right?
on the back.
I feel like that's superior to this.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that for 1 second. But this is a good ice cream bar. You don't think?
The cookie's a little too soft.
I think probably because they were a little kind of melty, which is weird because I got a mini fridge in the back, and it's like one of them little freezer sections, so I thought it would have been cold enough, but
I guess that was a bad
It's only been down here for an hour, so.
We could have waited a little longer.
No, it would have been more frozen.
Yeah. No, it would have been less frozen.
Yeah. Less. Hand job saying that they were a little melty.
I concur with that, but if you
and
left
I
it
don't
in
appreciate
longer,
that they're not no, dedicated no, they to one specific character, and the print on them was pretty weak.
The print like is the, pretty weak.
The old bars, it was very clear, and you were excited to get the character,
right?
And they came with
a card,
a trading card.
Yeah, well, now they come with a cutout of Roman Reigns at a WWE championship.
Was it always Roman Reigns though?
Yeah, well, I got two boxes, and it was Roman Reigns on both. So,
and they only have those four superstars on the bars.
It's only the
Becky,
four, yes,
Roman.
Macho
John
Man.
Cena, Macho Man.
Yep.
That's kind of weak sauce.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's kind of a weird mix.
Baby steps. They're maybe one day we'll get
they're
the
making
bars.
Up for not having the Macho Man be a part of the WWE for all those years after all the rumors of him fucking Stephanie were going around.
Rumors.
I mean, no one, everyone denies it that is familiar with.
Deny, deny.
Uh-huh.
Open your pie. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Getting in the velvet pocket. Yeah. I hate
like
your
to
guts.
Ask a question you right fuck. At this particular time. Would you Shut like up. To do that?
Shut up, Mom.
I'm not used to the fucking soundboard.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's weird with the double clicks. Like, there's a whole bunch of different settings, which
yeah.
is, comes in handy, but it takes a real long while to get used to this mm-hmm. shit.
Get ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready there, fucking Shockmaster.
That was good ice cream.
That was good ice cream. I enjoyed that very much so. Oh, Kevin's got a hot take.
It was like a vanilla finger kind of
finger. I'll tell you my favorite taste. Thing about it.
What's that?
And in wrestling
sharing
finger world,
it with your friends.
That's right. Hand job.
Just like me.
Like in wrestling figure talk, we have playability. This has good eatability. Just made that up. Whereas like the old ones, like if God forbid that falls off the stick, you're done. This you hold right in your hand, and you're good to go unless you're a moron and drop it.
That's a good point.
Well, how did you eat the kidney? Did
you eat have you ever, pops you've, like you've never once in your life had an ice pop or a thing on a stick that just fell off?
You've never dropped anything out of your hand?
Not while I'm eating it.
Okay. No, I don't.
I mean, maybe like a bowl of something. Maybe like some nachos or something like that.
I think we've all been there. I think you've been having the ice cream on a stick, and you eat one side, and you bite it off, and you yep. try and turn it over,
and then
it fucking falls on the ground.
Yeah, dunzo. This one you got a pinch. You got a good thumb, index, finger pinch going. You're good
okay.
to go.
Wait,
yeah,
but thumb,
I don't
index,
like,
finger
I don't
pinch.
Like to, I don't like to touch the
flip side of that coin. I was licking cookie off my
Puss?
Fingers.
the Choco Taco?
The hand job. No, it was sticking to my fingers, because your fucking mini fridge is garbage.
You don't keep the plastic on when you ate that to catch the drips?
Did it drip?
You guys catch the drips?
Well,
do you wear a bib when you eat? Like, you're dropping ice no. cream bars.
Well, I'm on somebody's couch right now.
That's never stopped you from
yeah,
pouring
liquor
all
Let's be honest. Come on.
That's a different story.
Yeah, when I gave you the wrapper, it had a good amount of
the
meltiness
drips.
To it.
The drips.
All
you
right.
seem disinterested. You brought the fucking ice cream sandwiches out. Now you seem like you've punched out of this.
Well, I don't know. It's just weird that you guys are talking about the ice cream dripping on your hands,
dude,
and licking your
fingers. Well, that's what happens.
Tell me you wouldn't, when you were a kid, what was your go-to, ice cream? Was it on a stick, or was it something that, like, an ice cream sandwich, or like a...
Kevin.
A Klondike bar, if
you have to remember
will.
How old he is.
All right. A fucking... God. A fucking bubblegum sandwich.
They have ice cream when Tony was a kid.
That's true. They couldn't freeze milk back
just
when
ate
he's
fucking,
that old.
He just ate ice cubes.
If I didn't get...
I'm not going to lie. You used to put, like, juice and in the, yeah, the ice trays.
You get a, no, you get a snow cone, dude. Like you
snow cones
snow
are great
cone
again.
Truck.
Handheld.
That's how Tony practiced sucking dick. He got a snow cone.
Wow. Anyway.
Hand job.
I would usually either get like a Mr. Softy, like a soft serve.
Oh,
cone.
I wish I had a fucking countdown clock
to see how long it's going to take me to open
Kevin
this.
Open this fucking the whole time. He's got his fucking car keys out.
That's right.
There we go. He got it open. Sorry. Okay? What were you going to say there, Lime. Fucking grandpa?
Mr. Softy. But out of the truck, they had this because the one that comes by my house that I don't live in anymore has the Mr. Softy.
That's
the
breaking
Mr.
news.
Softy pull.
Yeah, no, some of them would, and then like there's been ones that come around the neighborhood here that just have the bars.
The,
and
it just has the.
That
just have no on the side of the door.
Yeah,
free just, ice cream.
Yeah, spray painted.
The fucking wood paneling.
And that goes on the window for the passenger side.
That's what Eddie's doing nowadays.
Who? I don't know what you're talking about. Jesus. So when they had the bars, I would either usually get like an
Jesus.
Oreo bar or I would get a.
Kevin's dead. Holy hand fuck. Job killed Kevin. Yeah. Best hand job he's ever had.
Oh, boy.
That's how I want to go.
Really?
With that exact pose that Kevin had right there.
All
right. Exactly oh. like that.
So, what was your go-to? No.
Oreo bar?
I would either get an Oreo bar or I would get.
Oreo
the,
bar?
Or
Oreo sandwich?
Oreo.
The Chipwich?
No, they used to have
an
yeah,
Oreo
it was like
bar?
A Chipwich, but it was like an Oreo sandwich, like a Chipwich.
Okay, you said
a
bar.
Fucking I didn't match
the Carvel 12 pack of Chipwiches.
No, that's those are scooter pies. What
you're
was
a scooter
called?
Pie.
Flying saucers. That's what the
yeah
that
yeah
the
yeah flying saucers.
Was.
Yeah yeah yeah.
It was like that, but it was Oreo, and the middle filling was like vanilla ice cream.
Vince McMahon,
with...
we'll put a scooter pie over it.
Oh boy. The hand job is a
let's take a scooter pie down to what is it? Spankies.
Spankies.
Some chocolate titties. I won't put them over, but I'll come on them.
Jesus.
I liked Choco Tacos when I was a kid.
Choco Tacos.
They're the best. Yeah.
The Nappy Dugout. Hey, Linda. We're going to hire Jacqueline, and we're going to take her chocolate titties out in England. And the name of the pay-per-view, Resurrection, because it sounds like erection. And then we're going to take corporate Kevin.
That's right.
And we're going to, you know, we're going to do...
I like chocolate titties.
Corporate Kevin's going to get... He's going to dig up.
Jesus, you put a little sugar in this kid and he just goes. Just a little. You think you're diabetic.
No, he doesn't eat chocolate.
Chocolate. Titties.
Thanks, boss.
Thank you.
Oh, brother.
Matt, go-to chocolate or candy bar when you were a kid?
Go-to candy
no,
ice
bar.
Cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream?
Sorry.
I'm ice fucking cream. Boring. I had vanilla ice cream. If the truck came around, I like a bomb pop, I like Italian ice.
The rocket pop, if you will, right?
Yeah. We can't call it a bomb anymore? It was a
no,
bomb
these
pop,
used to
right?
be rocket pops. You used to push them up. They used to...
No.
The red, white, and blue.
Red,
white,
and blue.
Yeah, once you
that's
push
a
it
rocket
out of the
pop. No, that's
no, that's a push-up pop.
That's a push-up pop.
Then what the hell's a rocket
what's the,
pop?
It's the red, one, white, and blue.
What's the one that looks like a... yeah.
It looks, it's got the little divots around the sides.
It's like a rocket.
And they have three different flavors.
Oh, it looks like it has a nipple on top?
Yeah, yeah. And it's red,
okay,
white, and blue. Right.
Yeah, there you
what's
go.
What's the one with the gum at the bottom? It's like sorbet.
Oh.
Thing.
Screwball.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow. I do me a screwball.
Italian ice or a ooh. WWF bar.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And then as I got... older, Choco Taco.
Choco
Taco
is delicious.
You can't go wrong with a cookie sandwich.
A lot of people when I was growing up used to love strawberry shortcakes.
I would get
the oh,
toasted
the good
almonds.
Humors.
Yeah.
And the what's the other
toasted
one?
Toasted almond.
Toasted almond, yeah.
The crunchy's got to be crunchy, though. They can't be fucking weak and
well,
soft.
Well, you can get
like
a Pop-Tart
like
now.
Your,
good Humor makes Pop-Tart bars.
Fuck a Pop-Tart.
Fuck a Pop-Tart bar.
Well, now we're racist against Pop-Tarts, too.
Is that what you said? You said
you
fuck
said
a Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart.
Yeah, and you that's... said fuck a Pop-Tart.
Can't say that anymore.
Why?
But the Pop-Tart woke.
A Pop-Tart said...
Oh, he thinks because I'm... Yeah.
I don't even know what that reference means.
Yikes.
I don't get it.
It's a stupid fucking question, Kevin.
Kevin didn't... Oh, I know. I know he didn't. But it felt like a right time to play that.
I think it's the right time for us to do what we usually do at this time.
Oh, what? Wow. You mean tell people that we're going to talk about AEW's pay-per-view when we get back? We're going to talk about MLW?
Oh, boy.
We're going to talk about a whole bunch of other nonsense that went on, including Ring of Honor's pay-per-view, whatever the fuck it was.
Stop the Ring of Honor shows, yes.
Yes, but of course, Kevin, before we do that, what do we need to do?
Get back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
In a world where Hollywood tries to tell you how to live while doing the exact opposite. Where fresh ideas are tossed away for a cash grab reboot. Where the media has become nothing but propaganda and freedom is traded for what they tell you is security and safety. There is Inconclusive Breakdown. Your weekly look at current events and entertainment with no political correct BS. Just news and uncensored opinions, everywhere you get podcasts. A proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RantEMRadio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
I thought this was going to be, come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No? What? This mic stinks.
We'd like to take this time to thank those that support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. You can do so by heading over to our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. At this time, we'd like to thank those that have supported the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast and continue to do so every week and every month. We'll start with the AOP themselves, Anthony and Danny Russo-Nello. Kathy Hummer, the Queen of the Shining Wizards. Manny Crockville, the King of the Shining Wizards. The Shawns, Sean Toe and Sean Callejo. Ryan Arthur from Alimentary.com. your favorite local brewery here in the New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area. Kate the Great from OnDeckIC.com. She's doing great things. She just came back from the NFL Combine. So make sure you're nice. Following OnDeckIC.com and Kate the Great herself. Matt Garifo, no relation to the KJG.
Nope.
Danny Douglas over at DeathmatchOutlaws.com. I don't have a list of Patreons, Tony.
You're kidding.
You didn't see me just shuffling through that whole pile of paper looking for it, right?
Oh, you were fucking going along.
I was just trying to go from memory here, but I don't have the list, and I don't follow because it's on the other computer.
Scotch drink more.
There you go. Scotch drink more, Mr. Kenny Hawsey. Mark Paroloni.
Kareen.
Yes, Kareen Jansen, the hot and spicy chick.
That's
no
right.
More loudandfierce.com. That gone. She gone.
Oh.
It's gone. Mike Martinelli. We can't forget him, of course. I don't. Did we? No. Is there somebody else? Is there anybody else?
Jesus. Yes.
I mean.
You. Fuckers.
I got mine.
Yeah. Kevin got his.
You think you could have fucking told me like 20 minutes ago?
No. I was scrambling to find the paper. This is a nice little ditty.
Yeah. I wish we had our fucking Patreons.
Yeah.
Right,
so
I gotta go. I gotta go to the fucking Patreon page.
Really? I think I covered everybody. We got Kenny Hawsey. We got Mark Poloni. We got Sean Toe, Sean Calejo, AOP, Kate the Great, Matt Garifo, Ryan Arthur.
Scotch Drinkmore.
Scotch Drinkmore, yeah.
Got him.
Benjamin Martinez, the
ultimate warrior. Oh, what about Gino?
Brett Simonello. What do you hear? What do you say? Christine Friesendorfer. Danny Douglas, you got him.
Oh, did we mention Hummer?
Yeah, we mentioned Hummer.
Yeah, I got Hummer.
Big Cop of Pump, Jay Cop.
Of course. How could we forget him? Like, he forgot to send in for our picks last week.
Fucking idiot. Thomas Cops, Mr. Mott Spock himself. We got
the Moot Spock.
Matt Mellinger, you forgot him.
Oh, I'm a fucking asshole.
You are a fucking hand job. I wish you would have told me, dude. I would have fucking had this shit pulled up.
Oh, well, if you were paying attention when I was, like, shuffling through the papers.
Fuck you. You were more concerned about getting Tito Santana up here more than I was. And Kevin, of course, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
I think I did a pretty fucking good job of remembering all
you
these
did, but I got a fucking bone
head.
To pick with fucking Kenny Hawsey, this fucking garbage man.
Why?
Because he fucking told me I look like Tom Arnold.
He's not far off, dude.
No, I don't look like Tom Arnold. My wife always told me I look like Vince Vaughn. I think I look more like Vince Vaughn, or maybe I want to look more like Vince
Your
Vaughn.
Wife just wants to make it more enjoyable when she does stuff with you, so she thinks
Vince
Vaughn.
Really? Vince Vaughn, though?
Hey, different strokes for different folks, bro.
He's tall.
That's what she's into.
There you
Who
go.
Are you to judge her?
But you don't look like him.
Not at all?
Nope.
Wow.
Maybe he doesn't have...
But Tom Arnold, really?
Yep, 100%.
Really?
I see it.
Tom Arnold's a fucking psycho.
I'm not saying it's uncanny. I'm just saying it's there.
Maybe Vince Vaughn knows the color of the chicken.
Ooh.
That's a complete possibility. I forgot about that.
I did not.
I know you didn't.
AEW put on a pay-per-view Saturday evening. Revolution. Let's talk about it, boys.
Loved it.
What'd you guys think?
I loved a lot of it. I loved a real lot of it. I didn't see SCU versus Dark Order, though, in fairness. I did not catch the pre-show.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that either, now that you mentioned
no.
it.
Well, you probably didn't miss much anyway.
It was what was to be expected. The Dark Order won, and then there was a little post-match beatdown, and Colt Cabana saved the day.
Oh!
So Colt Cabana is officially signed to AEW.
But they're saying it's an open contract? Is that what I heard?
It might be very similar to the Jeff Cobb situation.
Okay.
Well, he showed up in the Being the Elite,
yep.
And he made a post on Instagram saying, signed for a week, and they've already made me the star of Being the Elite or something like that.
Because he's, whenever they resume the New Japan Cup, he is in it, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not strange. Moxley can still work New Japan, right?
Yes. He's the U.S. champion.
That's right.
God, I wish they would have a fucking working relationship.
You don't like the Ring of Honor, New Japan?
I do, but look, let's put as many spoons in the porridge as possible here.
I hate that.
Can you work with them both?
I think, dude, the Darby Allin-Sammy match, Sammy Guevara match, was amazing.
I would have opened with that.
Amazing match.
Little
nitpick.
Could
you imagine, like, Sammy Guevara against Will Ospreay?
Or Darby Allin versus Will Ospreay?
Or Hiromu? Or Zack Sabre Jr.? Come on.
Come on, yeah, come on, by God, come on.
Come on, we opened with Dustin and Jake, which...
That was the other match that I thought didn't...
Why did he keep kissing his wife? Like, what was
That's
that
gotta be something...
That's a heater. You you don't like him to begin with, but then you see he's making out with his fucking gorgeous blonde big-titted wife in the first row and he's not even focused on Dustin, that just gives you more of a reason to boo the shit out of him.
Is that his legit wife?
Yes.
All right. I thought that maybe they were introducing a new character.
No, no. That's his wife. She's pretty hot.
Yeah, it kind of took me out of it a little bit.
It didn't seem like it blended well, to be honest with you.
It didn't. Her acting was not
so I'm not even great. Talking about her. I'm talking about the match in general.
I do like that Dustin gave her an old fucking smack on the lips, too.
I felt like the match dragged at points, but I feel like it accomplished what it needed to accomplish.
I mean, thank God that crowd was live because
It was a weird opener.
I would have probably gone with Sammy and Darby. But just because that match was ridiculous. But then if we thought that match was that match as an opener, then how are you going to follow Sammy and Darby?
Putting on a women's match?
Well, that's No, I'm saying how are they going to follow that?
Yikes.
Put them on first so they have nothing to follow.
Yeah, it's true. It's just a bummer that SCU is stuck with this fucking Dark Order nonsense.
I'm on board with the Dark Order now.
Because, you know, Matt Hardy's going to be there.
No,
back to the
future
pre-show match. Post-match, the Dark Order was beating down Kazarian and Scorpio Sky, and then Colt Cabana tried to make the save, and then Reynolds and Silver and a couple other masked guys put the boots on him. And then a hooded figure appeared at the top of the ramp, and then the figure unmasked, and it was Christopher Daniels, and he came down to save the day.
To save the day?
Yeah, he attacked the Dark Order. He cleared the ring.
So the tease, like, he was...
Yes.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
A whole lot of teasing.
And then there was an interview with Luchasaurus, which I thought was hysterical with them sitting in the front row.
Yeah.
When fucking Sammy Guevara was outside, and you see Marco Stunt go to high-five him, and Jungle Boy, like, fucking puts his hand back. Like, what are you doing, bro? But we talked about the opening match. Hager and Dustin.
Uh-huh.
And then they follow that up with Darby Dynamite. And Sammy. Also, the huge announcement, Blood and Guts.
That's Newark.
It's fucking
we're gonna be there.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Fucking War Games. And Cody had teased it a couple days ago. He goes, I'm going to make an announcement, and some people might not like it.
And he meant WWE might not like it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and the WWE faithful, who fucking hate everything.
Tough that's right.
On
that's
them
me.
Anyway.
That's me.
But I think it's going to be fucking awesome.
I wonder how it's gonna. I've never been to one. Have you? I mean, I've been to a Hell in a Cell, but I've never been to a War Games.
I've been to cage matches. I've never been to a War Games. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Of course it is.
It's gonna be nuts. Like, oh man. Like, how's that gonna look?
It's gonna be these nuts
in Newark.
Yeah.
Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara. Exactly what you expected it would be. I thought it was Darby Allin's a superstar,
dude. I agree, 100%. Couldn't agree more.
Sammy hit that fucking 630 outside the ring through the table.
630.
Fucking awesome. Awesome. The coffin drop. Brilliant.
There wasn't a whole lot on this show that I didn't like.
How's it doing?
What's that?
Like
AEW?
Yeah.
It's winning the ratings war and they got
NXT.
They average what? Like 800,000, 900,000 views?
Yeah.
850.
And they got extended for 2 more years on TNT?
That's the big thing. TNT was happy enough that they gave him.
They're talking about bringing in another weekly show.
I really hope they don't. Not
Why?
At this point, anyway. What they're doing right now is enough, dude.
What do you mean?
It's enough. It's enough with what they have with AEW Dark and Dynamite on.
Yeah, but if AEW Dark just becomes that show and they just give it another name,
like Shotgun Saturday,
like AEW. Thursday night or something. Like
put it on TBS.
If it's 1 hour, I'm good with it. I don't need 4 hours.
No, it's all you need is 1 hour.
Yeah.
What they
put it on like a 15-minute show on Adult Swim.
That's all.
Like NWA Squared Circle.
That's that.
In and out.
The NWA Squared Circle was good. The match could have been a little longer.
Could have
you guys
been
touched
a bit
upon
longer,
it last
yeah.
week. The NWA show itself, which we can get into after we talk AEW.
Yes.
So much to talk about.
I know.
A lot of calling outs is.
A lot of layers, a lot of different characters, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. The tag match.
The tag match was sick. No. For people, can I just say it? I know that you fucking put them down a couple years ago when Nick and Matt, they had that title match in New Japan when they had the fucking story where Matt was hurting.
Okay.
If you don't believe that the fucking Young Bucks can tell a story in the ring right now, I don't know what to fucking tell you. I don't know what to tell you. The twists where they were like, fuck this shit. Kenny was our friend. Now, you know what? Fuck him. We want the belts. The way they were turning heel subtly in the match. The way fucking Nick was stopping him at one point.
Well, it was like a tale of like two guys wanted to do more and the other guys wanted to stop him. Like Matt wanted to
Yeah, but
beat
they
the
would...
shit out of somebody, and Paige wanted it, and then Kenny and Nick would be the.
But Nick and Matt were both pushing at the same time, and then at one point, like, Nick was like, bro, we got to calm this down a bit, you know? Because Matt Absolutely. Was ready to fucking go all out. Then on top of that, all the shit with fucking with Adam, and he's like, you know what? Fuck this. He just starts taking everybody out. Good. And at the end of the match, kind of like fucking little thinking he might take
out. It was awesome.
It was so many fucking
talking about after the fall,
match,
right?
Yeah, so many.
When it's just when the Bucks get out of the ring and it's just Kenny.
Kenny he's going to do a buckshot, but he doesn't.
He puts the belt down and he grabs that top rope.
Yep.
I'll tell you what.
And then fucking Kenny was hurting. He couldn't give him the one-winged angel. So fucking Adam Page tags himself in and he gives him the fucking awesome.
Anyone else think that Kenny may have been the one that would have turned?
I think that's the way they're going
to
go.
They have to, right? I think that.
Who books so then, it?
Tony Khan.
Tony Khan's Tony in charge, Khan, but Cody, I think a lot of these guys, like Cody, the Young Cody, Bucks, and
Tony,
Omega.
Does Tony Khan know anything about wrestling, or just he's like, hey, Dad, give me money?
No, I think he knows a little bit.
People have said he's like he's brought up like matches these guys have had, and they're like,
yeah, he's like one of these like he'll fucking quote you like any match that they had and where it was and how many people were there and what the finish was.
And Jim Ross has said on his podcast that there is no writing team. It's the guys put the stuff together themselves for the most part.
Jim Ross mentioned what he mentioned last week again this week on the show. It was like fucking enough, dude. Really? It was like enough. You want to ask Jim Ross a question?
Sure, Mr. Ross.
Ask me.
What do you think about the tag match?
All these cocksuckers get on fucking Facebook and they tell you I can't call a match anymore. Well, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. I can't make a fucking mistake. Yeah, I'm going to make mistakes. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but what about the match?
I didn't make any mistakes. If I called something wrong, it's because I'm getting excited. Because it's pro wrestling. You don't get excited? Fuck yourself.
You hear about the new AEW podcast.
All I understand is that I'm trying to call a match. And if I make a mistake, goddammit, I can make a mistake. You're going to fucking tell me I got to quit the business? Newsflash, I ain't fucking going anywhere.
Oh, man.
I love this business.
I called Nyla Rose the King of the Hill. Well, damn.
Yeah, that was some bullshit,
well,
too.
Well, I'm sorry. All right.
He called Nyla Rose the King of the Hill, and they called him a transphobe. He's like, what the fuck? Really?
I will say.
Yes.
I've watched a lot of wrestling. Some I remember more than others. This may have been the best tag match I've ever seen.
It was up
just
there.
From the story that the storytelling
better than Money Inc. versus the Steiners in the cage.
Yes,
fuck off.
When did that happen? That's a house show
like
match.
It was a Fox lead up to Fox. SummerSlam or something.
I mean the match was awesome.
Now,
for walking, hey.
No,
hey, I'm just trying to ask a question.
No,
would you put that match in the same category as TLC matches?
Absolutely. Champagne,
100%. It's up there.
Oh, I did not see you there.
It's up there. I put it out on Twitter today. We got a lot of WrestleMania 17. A couple flew under the radar. Steiners versus the Miracle Violence Connection from Clash of the Champions. Someone said like Benoit and
Jericho
against Angle and Mysterio. Is that a thing?
Mysterio and Edge?
Maybe. I'll see if I can pull it up here.
It was probably during the SmackDown 6.
But Jericho wasn't on SmackDown. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, maybe.
But they weren't they were tag team champions right around the time.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be necessarily a tag team championship match. It's a tag team match. Revival versus DIY from NXT TakeOver Toronto.
I can't wait till they go to AEW. I can't wait. That's going to be. You talk about tag team stuff, when they finally make that jump, and I think they will, unless WWE comes back with a ridiculous amount of money for guys that they don't even use, that's going to be an insane feud if that happens.
The Revival against the Young Bucks?
Yeah. Like, because that audience is all over it. The AEW audience has been all over the Fuck the Revival stuff forever. Right. And that'll be a main event match at a pay-per-view, I think, to me.
Next match, what do we got?
I know I shit all over the women all the time.
Come on, dude.
This was a
German?
Terrible, terrible Scheiße. Spot for this match, considering all the factors outside the ring. Statlander had the flu all week. Like,
ooh, did she have the Hershey squirts?
I know somebody had to be in this match. They had to put something there. Edge and Mysterio against Benoit and Angle. No Mercy. 2002.
No Mercer. No William Mercer.
And the Golden Lovers versus the Young Bucks is up there, too, which was an awesome match.
That was the match I was talking about, right? Where Nick was hurt? Maybe?
Yeah.
Might have been that. Yeah.
So next was the women's match.
Oh boy. Can I?
Oh, I mean, if you must, you must.
Okay. I didn't realize that Chris Statlander was sick.
Yeah.
That being the case, really, she's got to follow through with some shit. She seemed like she was a little afraid to hurt Nyla when it was coming to some of her moves. Bro, you just got to fucking lay it in and go with it.
Well, you're talking about the stuff the on suplex. The ropes.
No, I'm not just talking about the suplex. The suplex, I was like, ugh. But there were other things, like with kicks and stuff like that. I think there was one point where she was like going to go for a drop kick, and she just kind of like gingerly got in there. It's like, just fucking lay it in, dude. Don't be afraid to lay it in. I know what that is. And on top of that, Nyla's still fucking so damn hesitant to do things. Like, get up in there. Fucking get in there and do your shit. And work on your power, man. You're supposed to be the beast. You're supposed to be the one terrorizing everything. You got to fucking have some strength. You got to be able to get some people up in the air.
But they were building, they were trying to build Statlander as being just as strong and could match power with Nyla Rose, which they've been saying every week on Dynamite that she's super strong and this and that.
I don't know. I thought it wasn't the suplex. There was another move off the ropes. I thought somebody had a fucking broken neck.
The powerbomb.
I was like,
no, it wasn't the powerbomb. The powerbomb was the finish.
The powerbomb was the finish. That was sloppy as fuck. The superplex also looked super, where she couldn't.
See, I don't know who's, like, Tony, you've been in the ring before. I don't know who is supposed to take the lead on that. Like, who's supposed
superplex?
To? Yeah, like, who's supposed to be?
Well, the guy fucking doing the throwing is supposed to say, "Let's go." And
it looked
fucking,
like, she missed stepping on that top rope.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But like, who's supposed to? Is she supposed to get herself there? Is Nyla supposed to get her there? I don't.
Well, wait, who? I thought Statlander was throwing the suplex.
Yeah, she was.
Statlander was throwing the suplex. So
Statlander's got to get everything in position. But once she's ready to go, Nyla's got to go.
Yeah, like, but the more stable person is the one taking the move at the top. So she's like, that person, right? I have
she's
no
gotta
idea.
She's got to push off. Yeah, but they seem like they came off way to the
left. No, if you missed that top rope trying to plant,
that's what it was. Yeah. She
that's
wasn't,
what it is.
But my question was, shouldn't Nyla be the one that makes sure that she's steady enough to get there, or no? I honestly don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, if Statlander loses her footing,
that's fine. Yeah,
you know, that's the thing. You know what else I noticed too?
That was scary.
Statlander's got like a pale spot in her right butt cheek. It was kind of throwing me off.
I think it was on both.
It was both. I was noticing.
I think
it
was just
more.
Her leggings.
Was it the
whatever.
Leggings?
Yeah.
I don't know. It looked like she had like a not tan spot, like maybe like where there was a crease in the cheek.
It's just such a bang bang like. Okay, we're going to do a superplex, like, ready, go. And she has to step on that top rope, and she fucking airballed the fuck out of that.
Yeah, but when she's on top, then it's up to Nyla to make sure that she's held in her position, too.
That's what I was asking.
I'm not blaming either one of them. I think it was a collaborative fuck-up on both of their parts, but come on, dude. You're the face of the division, and Statlander's, like, new. I mean, I don't know how long Nyla's been wrestling. I mean, Statlander's been doing this, what, 2-3 years?
Yeah, and that's real. That's not hyperbole. That's real.
But that's the thing, man. Like, you gotta be sure you're ready to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people that have been in 2-3 years that can't fucking do that shit. So don't fucking do it. I get they're trying
but
to do the power thing, but
she's so good, though. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about Nyla, but I know Chris
Statlander
is good.
Well, I mean, from what I've seen with Nyla, she could use a lot of work. That's why I'm not crazy about her being women's champion on top of all this. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Where they're going, fine, but you got to have players that can fit the role, and I don't think she fits the role. I don't know. That's me.
Well, she's not going to be champion forever, Tony, so there's, you know what I mean? There's going to be other people that are going to have a shot.
Good point.
Hopefully sooner than later, the way things are going, unless she has a fucking 180 and starts just murdering people and being careful with them. You know. What was next?
MJF Cody.
Loved it.
I'll tell you something about Cody. He needs to stop with the entourage.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yep.
All right? Because Brandy jumping off that fucking rope.
She's fucking retarded, dude.
Into Wardlow.
Sorry.
That's what got Arn kicked in the fucking head. He needs to stop with the distractions, man.
No, but she's got to stop getting involved, dude. Like, she's been getting involved since Cody won the NWA title.
Yes. Which was fine because he was kind of playing like a heel. Now he's this, like, uber face. Like, I get it that Arn's your manager, but she doesn't need to be fucking involved at all.
She doesn't need to be there, no.
It's too much. And I think...
And she just feels the need to get involved. She doesn't need to be involved. Don't get her in the spot. Just don't.
And I don't give a shit about Cody's fucking tattoo.
It looks stupid.
It's not your body. Who gives a shit?
I could have an opinion. The guy's a walking fucking billboard with his American Nightmare tattoo now.
That's his brand. That's what he believes in.
All right. Jack Gallagher, you like his fucking pirate ship tattoo?
I don't care, man.
But do you like it?
I don't have to like it.
Okay.
It's not on me.
So he doesn't like it. You can't like Cody Rhodes' tattoo, but he's allowed to fucking
not see how.
I like it.
I don't see how. This is what happened. The Cody Rhodes tattoo overshadowed the match. People got in such a tizzy about
While watching the show,
if
though.
You got absolutely.
They mentioned it maybe twice.
No,
but if you got in a tizzy over that and it took you out of the match, that's fucked.
Not me.
I know not you. I know it.
People in the wrestling community completely lost their focus on the match because of the tattoo. Someone started a fucking GoFundMe to get it removed.
That's fucking hilarious.
You guys watch the Al Snow YouTube videos?
No.
Where he talks about wrestling? It's... Okay, you fucking should, because he's awesome.
I have his book at home.
Did you ever see the video he talks about? I forget who he was training with, but he's like, I went to the show, and they said, you got to get to see his tattoo. And the guy was, he's wearing a singlet or a shirt the whole time he was wrestling, and he wouldn't take it off. And he had to go, like, confront him in the back. He's like, so I'm supposed to go. He's like, it was the worst wrestling I've ever seen in my entire life. But I went because people I knew told me to go see this guy wrestle. And he was fucking terrible, but you got to see his tattoo. You got to see his tattoo. And he finally got him in the back. He's like, dude, I came all this way. I'm watching you wrestle. Like, what's the tattoo? And he took his shirt off. He's a washing machine the size of his whole chest tattooed on his rib cage.
Why?
Because he likes washing machines. That's
hey,
it.
Whatever you're
I
into.
I swear to God, that's the fucking story he tells. That's the fucking washing machine tattoo the size of his ribcage.
It's a fucking awful story.
Well, that's the kind of thing you get a Kickstarter to get removed. You don't. Who fucking cares about what you get tattooed on your body?
No, but people can have an opinion as to whether or not it looks good or it looks bad. You know what I'm saying?
Who cares? It's your body.
In the grand scheme of things, yes. However, if you have a tattoo on your neck, I could say I don't like your tattoo.
Yeah, okay.
Am I a bad
tell
guy?
Mike Tyson you don't like
am
his tattoo?
Am I a tattoo phobe? Yeah, I'll tell him. I'll be like, Mike, I don't like your face tattoo.
Wait, what's the tattoo phobe?
Somebody who's afraid of tattoos or racist against tattoos.
Ratatouaphobia?
Yes. Yes, you said it better than I did.
Tattooaphobia?
Oof. Good match. Told a great story. Fucking crippled Arn Anderson got kicked in the head.
I don't hate that Brandy tried to get involved.
No, I do. I fucking hate it. I can't.
Come on. I mean, in the landscape of the history of professional wrestling.
I know, but there was...
All right, but you can't say that. You can't say that was it the worst thing ever.
It wasn't
bad, dude.
Provoked. Wardlow was just walking around the ring, and she just was on the... Like, the camera cut, and she was on the apron doing a crossbody.
And that wasn't even the first time.
But didn't Wardlow get involved? Isn't that why...
When Arn came around with the chair, he was lurking. But at this point, he was just walking around the ring, and they cut to her, and she was doing a fucking crossbody onto him.
For no, like, just out of the blue for no reason. Your man's a face. You shouldn't be doing that shit. You shouldn't be.
And that led to Arn getting fucking kicked.
Well, yeah, but that's the story they were telling.
You know,
I just didn't like it. I think he's super way distracted by having all these people out there. And maybe that might be the story they're going with. He can't focus on MJF because he brings Brandy out and he has Arn in his
corner. No, but you know what else, too? The fucking ending of the match was brilliant. He fucking takes off the belt. He starts fucking lashing MJF with it. Fucking hits him with the crossroads once, the crossroads again. Fucking keeps picking him up. And he fucking paid for it. He ate the ring. And that was it.
Loved it.
Beautiful. He got his fucking... Let his emotions get the better of him, and it cost him the match.
You know where I think they go with this?
Arn Anderson turning on him?
No, I think he gets MJF to go to the AEW officials and have him put, if Cody can beat me, he can get his title shot back.
You think so?
That's how they worked their way back into that.
Oh.
Which isn't a terrible...
No, it makes sense.
There has to be a payoff, right?
Makes sense.
It might not be,
but wouldn't the payoff just beating MJF? Isn't the story that great at this point? Or the payoff would just be kicking the shit out of MJF?
No, because Cody's got to be world champion.
Cody,
at some point.
No, because if Cody wins this shot back, and then MJF say beats Moxley by the end of the year, and then Cody is your first guy, and MJF is freaking the fuck out because he doesn't want that.
Dude, if MJF is AEW champion, I'd fucking lose my shit.
How'd you like when he was crying? He's going, I'm sorry.
And he spits right in his fucking face.
Fucking awesome.
Loved it.
Did you see what he did on Twitter?
What?
Some woman posted a photo of her kid who just had his tonsils out.
Oh, no.
He's in the hospital. He's all fucking fucked up and googly-eyed.
Oh, no.
She's like, my son's a big fan. I can't wait for him to wake up so he could see the Cody-MJF match. And MJF responded, I got bad news for your kid. He's not going to like the outcome of it. You might just leave him the way he is.
Brilliant.
So I'm paraphrasing. It was something along those lines. I mean,
next match. Come on. Let's keep it moving.
Pac and Cassidy.
Cassidy fucking put me a fucking
sleeper match
God
of the night.
Damn.
That crowd was fucking molten hot for Orange
fire,
Cassidy.
Dude. If Vince Vaughn and Tom Arnold walked in the room, that's what it would have been like. The fucking coos was just melting all over the place for that dude.
It was fucking
sick.
Amazing.
And he could fucking go, man.
Yeah, he was an ant, man.
The only thing...
I forgot about that.
The only thing that scares me is when he hits the ropes with his hands in his pockets.
Does it so seamlessly, though.
I know. And he does it well. But just one little fucking slip up. You're going through those ropes. You got your hands in your pockets. You're in trouble.
I got one.
He's just trying, Tony.
I understand. I fucking enjoy the shit out of it. But me, being a former professional wrestler, I do get worried when I see things like that.
When he fucking rolled across the ring the last time when fucking Pac was there and he's just fucking smiling.
Yes.
Holy shit. And they put a fucking nice bow on it with the Lucha Brothers coming out and attacking.
That was weird.
The best friends. That might be like, the problem is like we only watch, I can't speak for you guys, but I only watch Dynamite. Like I can't.
Is that something that happened on Dark?
It might
maybe?
Be a feud or on Dark. Because apparently this is where this Orange Cassidy Pac feud began, was on AEW Dark and like 6-man tag matches. They put a nice bow on it. It got, you know, him distracted for just that moment where Pac could capitalize and catch the victory.
Yeah, good stuff.
Fantastic match. Probably, I don't want to go crazy here.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably better than the tag match?
No, but nuts? Probably second best match of the night to me.
I don't think that's very outlandish.
Yeah.
Outlandish.
I'll tell you what was outlandish. That fucking Cody Rhodes entrance, though. That fucking band sucked live. Holy shit.
Yeah. I feel like the backup guy has a better voice than the...
Than the singer?
Yeah.
What, Disdained? What the fuck's the name?
It was Down Straight?
Down Strain?
Down Straight.
Down Straight? It was bad. It was not good live. What was good live was fucking Jericho's entrance.
I think the whole thing was great.
Oh, the match.
Oh, no. But Cody, I didn't hate Cody's as much. I think it went on a little too long because they played the entire
song, but it sounded like shit.
What was after Cassidy?
The main event.
That's right.
That was supposed to be a come down match, and it was a fucking dynamite match.
Did you see somebody had footage of Moxley working out like in the concession area?
Well, that's where he came through.
No, he came from outside.
Well, yeah.
No, like but, in the front of the building, like he walked through
right.
The front
I know,
of the building.
But he was in like the atrium where everybody walks around to go buy like their t-shirts.
Right.
I
know
and shit.
What the fucking atrium is. Dick
well, I'm just describing.
Isn't
for the
Concord?
People.
Concourse? What?
Concourse, whatever. Atrium, same shit.
Atrium's like a garden, isn't it?
No, an atrium is like the opening of the building, like the first area when you walk in.
The concourse.
No, that well, the concourse.
No, that's
is
a foyer.
That goes around.
It's the foyer.
Oh, all right. The fucking area where people congregate. The
it's
congregational
the
area.
Shining Wizards Home and Garden.
That's right.
Happy little trees and John Moxley's. He was working out, like doing his fucking exercise, and some dude's like, yo, John Moxley's just doing his whole fucking routine right here. They were taping him and shit. They had security, like, blocking it off, but it was so funny, dude. Just out in the fucking concessions area. Just
there you
fucking
go.
Doing his thing.
That's it.
He was faking, dude.
Remember
he was
when,
faking.
Remember
he was
when faking. Undertaker threw Maven's head through the popcorn machine in the atrium?
No.
I do remember that.
The concourse?
The Royal Rumble, right?
Yep, that's right.
Just turn the fucking mic on and blow your nose into it, for Christ's sake. Fuck it, we got a new AEW World Champion. John Moxley defeats Chris Jericho.
Yeah, that fucking made me 7-1. Thanks, Fatso.
How are you gonna fucking complain?
Complain? I can complain.
How? You're fucking 32-8.
Because I'm fucking...
You were going into March and you've only lost 8 matches.
I fucking hate this. I hate this so much.
I don't understand why.
I fucking hate it, dude.
Because you know you're going to shit the fucking bed.
Oh, no, I'm not.
I don't think he's... It's tough to... It's only March, but 8's a lot.
It's not a lot. I was like 9 down in fucking August and I came back. You'll be fine.
And you still lost. You know why? Fuck you're a
you.
Fucking loser.
I beat you, you fucking piece of
I'm
shit.
I'm a bigger loser. What
That's
are
right,
you
are.
Say?
Can't guarantee victory like I did last time, though.
Sweet, sweet.
Nah, you got the fucking sophomore slump, buddy.
That's right.
It's a
That's it.
For
yeah,
you.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, so he's fucking. He was. He was joshing everybody with the eye patch.
Joshing with the eye patch.
Yeah, yes. He could see
the apple eye patch
out of both eyes. Aubrey kicked out fucking Santana, Ortiz, Hager.
And then that little rascal.
Did you notice when Aubrey fucking threw her hand and to throw everybody out that fucking Ortiz took a bump?
Yes.
I
awesome.
Did not notice that, but I wish I did. Dude, the crowd loves Aubrey.
She's fucking great.
She
dude.
Gets the biggest reaction, which is a blessing and a curse, I guess, but she gets the biggest reactions of the night. Oh, not of the
I
night.
I don't know.
Not of the
that.
Night. No. Of when she's out there, she gets chance. No other referee gets chance.
And yeah, but I find that she only gets involved when she needs to. Like, she's not hogging the spotlight. you know?
No, but sometimes, like I said, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, but she doesn't, like, acknowledge, you know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't play up to the
crowd.
Well,
what, did you see the way that she threw them out? Come on.
But
she
doesn't
play up to
was,
the crowd? She did, like, a woo.
Yeah,
but
yeah, was, yeah, there you go.
Woo, it was fucking awesome.
But that was her moment. Like, she's not jumping around the entire, like, the ring the entire match.
Okay.
Like, hey, look at me, you know what
I'm
saying?
Because that's never going to happen again, and they're never going to put her in a match. Watch.
What?
I think he's right.
They're setting it up.
I don't know what her background is, if she's always been a ref or if she's been a wrestler in the past, but
she's a Muay Thai.
She's gonna be some Danny Davis type shit right there.
Well, after she threw out those three guys, Sammy ran in from the crowd and clocked Mox with the belt.
That's right.
But he hit him in the eye patch and the eye wasn't hurt, so the joke was on him.
He fucking missed the Judas effect at the double arm DDT, took off that eye patch. Joke's on you, motherfuckers.
That was a great moment.
And then he won the title, and now he's the fucking champion.
I really didn't think they were going to pull the trigger this soon on Moxley.
But you also said, like, you think Jericho is better without the belt. Did you not say
I said that.
Okay.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I said that he's great
Jericho
with the belt.
Jericho needs a fucking belt to hold his pants up around that big fucking
I said he's great with the belt, but there's enough where the heel and the chase is going to be good.
Sorry. You will never look like fucking Chris Jericho at 50, you fuck.
You're right, because I'm not that fat.
He's not fucking fat, you piece of shit. He fucking wrestles. He's in a touring rock band. He does a fucking podcast. Fuck you, you fucking naysayer.
And he's going on tour in April. He's going to come back looking like Vince Neil.
What would Scott Steiner would have to say about that?
Funny you ask, Kevin. I'll ask him.
Yeah, please. Fucking asshole. And now we're fucking.
We're fucking. Yes, we're,
now we're,
now
fucking.
We're fucking.
Now we're fucking going we're into Dynamite Wednesday night. We know Lance Archer's debuting.
Oh, baby.
Which is fucking awesome. You know, Luke Harper is
coming?
He's definitely coming.
Coming.
Is he the Dark Order guy?
I don't think so. I think it's Matt Hardy.
I love how three of us still did that.
Let me ask you this, though. Did you expect something? Like, you know how AEW always tries to, like, give you, like, when Moxley debuted.
Right.
Right? You thought the show was over. Here comes Moxley. Did you expect anything?
No.
You didn't?
Not at that.
No, because I feel like it's very much like the Attitude Era WWF, WCW model where, like,
we gotta go.
We're gonna save this for TV when it's free and more eyes will be on the product.
All right. That's cool. But I was like, because NXT has done it for a while where you like they put the logo and then Ciampa turns on Gargano or, you know, Adam Cole debuts against Drew McIntyre and AEW with Moxley's debut. I really thought we were going to get some. I'm not disappointed that we didn't because the show is fucking amazing. But I was like waiting until like the very last
second.
They
needed that to end and they needed him to have his moment. I think typically they'll do that when a heel wins.
Dropped a little F-bomb ski.
Yeah, well, they started playing his music.
Well, he wasn't talking for like 15 seconds.
And you know what?
I would have played his music too.
Renee Young was there, and people were losing their shit over that too. People fucking are dumb, man. People
I wasn't there. What are you
dumb.
Talking about?
You're not Renee.
You're not Renee Young.
Callback. I'm the Renee Young to your...
Oh, good one.
Uh-huh. All right.
I wasn't there either, Kevin.
That's right.
It's all right.
So Revolution was fucking awesome. We all went 7-1.
Yes.
And as the standings sit now, Tony is the top, 32-8.
Oh, boy.
I am 27-13, and Kevin is pulling up the rear at 24-16.
Kevin likes pulling the rear.
It's not a bad place to be. It's a nice rear.
Choco Taco.
Chris Statlander's.
Sadly, mine and Tony's don't look so great.
My ass looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah, clearly you've never seen your ass in a mirror.
I check it out all the time. I look in the mirror. I look at my booty. It's bootylicious.
Is it a Vince Vaughn booty or is it a Tom Arnold booty?
Oh, it's definitely Tom Arnold.
Wait, who's got a bigger booty?
Well, when I shave it, it looks more like Vince Vaughn, but then when it starts growing back, it's Tom Arnold.
I feel like Tom Arnold. I feel like Vince Vaughn's got to have a bigger, right?
You're leaving?
He's got to go to the bathroom.
My God, you're like a bitch, dude. You like piss every 5 minutes.
What? That's
you
like
got
the,
bladder problems?
It's like the second time he's gotten
he's
up.
He's looking for something to throw at me. Go
throw
piss.
Gulak at him. Throw Gulak at him.
Would you piss?
Throw Gulak at him.
Throw my booger rags at me. Jesus, fuck.
Ah, that's what he threw at you.
I was trying to get the mic over it, and you fucking made the mic die.
Threw a big old Choco Taco in your face.
Oh, fuck. Well, I was kind of hoping that fucker would have walked me through what we watched on NWA Power. Did any of you guys watch NWA
I
Power?
I did watch NWA Power. It was crazy town.
A lot of shit happening.
I mean, I'm not upset by this, but a lot of promos, a lot of calling out skis, a lot of challenges and this and that skis.
Well, we got the return to the NWA of Jack Stain, who is the guy that Tim Storm beat. Brought in by Danny Deals, who was the guy that played Mama Storm a couple weeks ago.
That's one thing I didn't really like about. But I think Tim Storm did a great job in that promo, though.
He always
interview.
Does.
Yeah, he's
Tim
good.
Storm always does a great job.
But going back to Jack Stain, actually, was he was a former NWA champion. Wasn't he tag team partners with Crimson and Impact? Weren't they like the army dudes?
I want to say yes.
Yeah, I think they were.
Don't really remember.
And TNA or Impact, I think it was at this point, they were tag team. And I guess that makes sense because he's a former NWA champion and former tag team partner of Crimson.
So I think what they're setting up is that it's going to be Tim Storm against Jack Stane, and if Dane wins, he gets a contract, but if Storm wins, he gets Danny Deals for 5 minutes, one of the old school manager shits.
Tony, you've been watching NWA Power. And I watch it too, but Danny Deals, does he have any history in the business? Who is
I don't think
Is he like a writer or a comedian?
He's one of the High Spots guys.
Is he? Okay.
Because he's the one that always does the commercials for High Spot every week with like Jake Manning.
All right,
he's a little guy. He's like, oh, I'm doing the deals and you know all that.
I thought
nonsense.
For some reason I was like wondering if it was.
I don't think he does.
Who's the guy that does the podcast with Cole Cabana? For some reason I thought it was him.
Marty DeRosa? No, yeah. Fuck,
Marty DeRosa.
Marty DeRosa. Yeah. It's not him.
It's weird. Danny Deals does the deals. You fucking asshole.
What? Well, you don't like that?
Oh, Danny Deals. He does the deals. You know the deals.
That's his thing.
His name is fucking Danny Deals. That's what do you think he does?
He had a deal for Tim Storm.
Fucking asshole.
Fuck you.
You know who else the fuck? Fuck the fucking Beer City Bruisers.
Oh, right? Look at them.
I'm fucking heated about that
shit.
Did you
really
talk to our boy?
Off too, dude.
Who? The Pope? Yeah, he told me.
No. Mike Milanakis or whatever his name is. The
Mike Milanakis.
Mike Milanakis.
No, the fucking, I told the
I got peas on my head, but don't call me a
don't
bee
call
head.
Me a
please
head.
On my head.
Don't call me a bee head.
And please excuse me, I got to get my tree fed. Fucking love that intro. When life gives you lemons, you make beef stew. I thought that guy was 15. He was like older than I was when that show was
on. He looks like Mike Johnson.
His name is Andy Milanakis.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
There you go.
You fucker. You know he can't even pull it up? What are you doing?
I don't know what you're doing over here.
First of all, before we talk about anything else, our boy Zicky Dice is getting another TV title shot.
God bless him.
Stealing the win in that big three-way match with Matt Cross. Matt Cross actually got some interview time, which was nice to see.
Yeah.
But Mr. Outlandish getting that TV title shot.
Wrestling is forever, and Matt Cross is forever.
I'm going to make a bold statement. I think Zicky Dice walks out of Power with the TV title.
I think it's. I bet you they hold it off till the Crockett Cup. You don't think?
Well,
you don't think we get a TV
title? I think the cards are in Zicky's favor.
Of course they are. Zicky's the man.
The money's in the chase, Tony.
In the chase of who? Chasing Ricky Starks?
Ricky Starks going to chase the Zicky Dice.
I think that Ricky Starks ship has sailed.
This is outlandish.
You think the Stroke Daddy's done?
I'm kind of liking the Stroke Daddy.
Not
these
feeling
days.
It.
Yeah, that's what I heard about you.
Well, I got fucking hand job.
Hand job. There you go.
Hand job. How do you feel about the Stroke Daddy?
He's your competition. He's your stiffest competition.
He is a Spanish.
I like turtles.
All right.
Oh, you bastard.
A man of little words. The hand job.
But many jobs.
That's right. Yeah, no, fuck the Beer City Bruisers.
I have a small dick.
They fucking turned. They took that Pope's dirty fucking money. And the Pope told me he's not dirty. It's Febreze and Tide washed or some bullshit he told me on Twitter. I think he's full of shit.
The Pope is a hooah.
Fuck, I can't believe they...
The Beer City Bruisers are
I can't
whores.
Believe
that's
they took the money.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked too. But you know what? You know what? Punishment for them anyway because they fucking drank out of the Crockett Cup and they didn't win the fucking thing.
I got breaking news.
Oh, what happened? Who won the Crockett Cup?
Is it WWE?
It's WWE.
Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, new tag team champions?
Close.
Oh, the fucking Montez Williams team.
They are the new.
They beat Seth Rollins and Buddy Murph?
They did. Of course they did. It was a one and done shot.
A little help
shit.
From Kevin Owens as the referee was distracted. He hit a stunner on Seth Rollins, and you got new tag team champions of the world.
All right. Get that solo cup game up, baby.
What else we got from the NWA Power?
Lots of stuff.
Valentine talking about hanging out with her bestie, fucking broke arm. What's
Sal Renaro is going to stick his dick right in Mae Valentine's face.
Yeah, and she won't give it up to Royce Isaacs.
No, but she's
going to
eat Sal Renaro's dick. Watch.
And she says Camille's not scary in real life.
I'll tell you what, Camille is fucking gorgeous.
Camille.
She's also a little scary.
And scary. Camille. I love that the old pull apart ski with the. With the the Risky Business and Aldis and Brody.
Oh, that's right, Brody King came down out of the fucking crowd.
That was dope. I wasn't sure if we were gonna see PCO. I was kind of hoping out for a PCO appearance, but
PCO was too busy crying in his fucking.
He's been on to other stuff, as Matt. I'm sure we'll get to soon.
Yes. What else, Tony?
Trevor Murdoch? Question mark.
I can't believe. I got a problem with Trevor Murdoch.
Here we go, baby.
Oh boy.
Let it ride.
No. Don't oh boy me. Trevor Murdoch loses the Crockett Cup, right? Then he goes to the fucking NWA and he automatically gets a shot at the fucking Aaron Stevens and the NWA national title.
He didn't automatically
get he had to work his way for a contract, didn't
he? Yeah, he had to earn a contract. No.
After the fucking Hard to Kill or whatever bullshit pay-per-view there was,
he made it to the finals, bro.
That's fine. And then he went to the office and he got a fucking title shot against Aaron Stevens, which is bullshit. Like, he can fucking do whatever they want. Is anybody fucking keeping tabs on these people?
Well, Melina could do what she wants.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how she got that booked. I wanted to know if she could get me booked for some.
Sometimes
you go to the boss and they say yes.
Yeah, but if you notice the question mark, he's got the lethal karate, like the fucking the blow to the throat, but he's not exactly resilient. Like, he gets beat up. It's just that if he gets that shot to the throat, it's over.
Are we still thinking that he's Josephus?
No. Nobody's thinking that, you fucking loser.
He's definitely Josephus.
Come on, no, shut up. La, 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 la,
I feel like that's a question
la,
we have to
you,
ask
la, la,
every
la.
Week, no pun intended, just because...
No, it's not him.
It is him.
It's him.
You want to know why? You
want to
know why? Because the question mark is a fucking loser. He lost to Trevor Murdoch.
He's not Mongrovian.
He was fucking riding high.
Josephus is a piece of shit.
With the third degree.
Question mark fucking rules.
And then where was Aaron Stevens for that match? We have questions about that.
He came in.
I bet you question mark's going to turn on Aaron Stevens.
He beat the shit out of him after the match.
After the match.
Unless,
yeah. During the match.
Question mark teaches Trevor Murdoch karate behind the shooter's back.
Trevor Murdoch will be back in WWE soon.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
Yeah, whatever.
You know I'm corporate Kevin. You know I have the inside deets.
Yeah, I know. But why would you take him over anybody else?
I just feel like he's got something.
And
they've always kind of liked that.
And then
we
get the women's title match nonsense, but that nonsense led to a lot of other crazy
shit. That was
shit.
Sure, too.
I still got a lot of questions, man.
So Thunder Rosa's like, let's do this. And Melina's like, nah, I'm going to take my big ass and get out of here.
Look, Melina, I know you don't like Melina. Melina can get
story,
it. She can
bro.
Still get it, son. I'm just saying.
Yeah, she's
get it.
She's got it.
She's
got
to work a little harder, though.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Work a little harder where?
To get this.
Oh, my God.
I guess so.
For
not
real.
Everybody could look like Vince Vaughn.
Fuck yeah, dude. Now you're
He doesn't look like
on.
Vince Vaughn.
Kevin.
He looks like Tom Arnold.
Why are you such a naysayer?
He looks like fucking Tom Arnold.
So Melina walks out. Allison Kay's like, oh, no, you're not. And she walks her back to the ring. And as she gets in the ring, she's talking some shit to Thunder.
It's, you didn't.
To Melina. No, I'm telling a different story.
All right.
And then she turns around and she eats a fucking Camille sandwich. Boom! Ask Tim Storm how that felt. I bet you it felt worse to Allison Kay. And Camille stands tall. And then she eyes up Thunder Rosa. And Thunder Rosa leaves the ring. Shenanigans, chicanery.
You might
What's
say that she's
on?
The Camille before the storm.
I'll allow it. All right, I'll allow that one.
So what are we?
No self from that.
So is Thunder Rosa still in Molina's stable? What is going on here?
Don't know.
We don't know, dude. It's
right.
It's
Tasha Steeles was there. So was the other
to help
broad to help out Allison Kay. What's her name?
Did she have a mask?
No.
Ashley Vox?
There you go. Ashley Vox.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she's like the little Spitfire. You know,
they're both Tasha Steeles from right down the road, Tony. Brick City.
Brick City, baby. So that was your NWA Power.
Power.
Fun show.
Always a fun show.
We talked about, Pat mentioned before about how many referees do you need?
Who?
Do you need?
Do you nude?
Do you nude?
How many referees are nude?
Wait, who said that?
They got like four announcers interviewing guys.
He didn't say hand job.
I mean, I
got Sean Mooney, you got Dave Marquez.
And Galley. All doing
Joe
interviews.
Galley, and then that Davis, is that his name?
Yes.
Bald guy?
I always
forget. Oh, yeah. But so it's like weird. Like, now that's a question. Why, like, with all due respect to all of them, I like Marquez, I like Mooney, I like Joe Galley, and I like Davis, even though I don't really know him. But, like, how, like, why do you need all these guys interviewing different people? Like, Joe Galley is your play by play guy. Let him be your play by play guy.
Just to mix it up a little bit.
But there's four of them, dude.
Marquez is essentially the in-studio guy, though he's splitting time with Mooney. Maybe that's because Marquez had a scheduling conflict.
And Marquez is also a ring announcer, too.
Right,
so
and then
also...
Mooney does that event center thing, which is cool.
And he does the Circle Squared thing. That's
his
show.
Where's the second episode of that?
I'm sure it's coming in next
week.
Isn't
it every, like...
It's coming.
Don't they cycle it?
I don't know. It wasn't last week.
That's all right. Well, it can't be every week. I think they're going to do maybe three powers in one Circle Square.
All right. And they announced the Rock and Roll Express is going to be in the Crockett Cup.
Giddy up. Man, what a story.
Yeah.
That no good piece of shit Nick Aldis was
well, fuck you, no good piece
nah,
of
nah,
shit.
No, 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 that fucking cherry picking son of a bitch. He
fuck
was at
that,
fucking
dude.
Ring of Honor Friday
Marty
and Saturday Scurll's
been
night.
A thorn in his side for years, dude. I watched last year's Crockett Cup. Fuck Marty Scurll.
He beat Marty Scurll. What are you getting all fucking ornery about?
Matt, I will say this. You have a very good gift of getting people mad at us on Twitter.
Yeah,
and
all
I think
he does
it's fantastic.
Is call him pieces of shit. That's
no,
all.
I told fucking Matt Taven that he's a fucking loser.
And he called you a Melvin and stopped asking us for interviews.
You know who liked all those tweets though? Vincent and
yeah,
the Righteous.
Yeah.
So how do you like them apples?
There you go.
I dig, man. I dig.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, when
yeah.
you say I dig, does that mean like I like it, or does that mean I dig? Like
no,
I
wants,
go in.
No, I dig. I like it.
All right.
That's what Vincent says. You dig.
Ooh.
You get up on your fucking Ring of
yeah,
Honor.
I do gotta get up on my Ring of Honor.
That fucking piece of shit, Nick
I
Aldis.
Bother. Ring of Honor's terrible.
It's he used, getting a whole lot better.
He used fucking Charlotte, that whore, to fucking hit PCO in the head. Yeah, I'm saying it.
I said it.
Ric Flair's daughter is not
no.
a whore.
Yes, she is. You see them big titties? She takes that fucking unclipped dick right in her mouth. You know Andrade peels that shit like a banana. Most, right? I hate the Mexicans. I have a small dick.
fucking dickhead.
Exactly. No.
Said DiBiase.
Nick Aldis sat in on the main
Bruno
event.
Bruno Martinez.
Friday night, Bruno Martinez.
You know that's going to be on the soundboard next week.
I hope so. Can you let me talk?
Go for it.
Can yeah, you talk? I am talking. He's just fucking mashing buttons over here with his
I hear
fat
it. I have
fucking fingers.
On.
He sat in for the main event Friday night, Nick Aldis, on commentary. He fucking complained about how he didn't want to wrestle PCO. He was afraid of Villain Enterprises. I don't know if he was trying to convince me that he wasn't scared or himself.
He was talking
and then
to you.
Saturday night, like the cherry-picking son of a bitch he is, he ran out. He hit PCO with the title. Fucking Roosh pinned him. Roosh is now Roosh. Your Ring of Honor world champion for the second
time.
And all is right with the world.
Leo Roosh.
I like turtles.
There's a group called Villain Enterprises.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Big time.
Do you remember not the real Ghostbusters cartoon, but the Ghostbusters cartoon? Who was the bad guy in that? You don't remember?
No, that's way before
Prime
my time.
Prime Evil?
That was before you had like
this. I know the show you're talking about,
like
but
the
I never really
yeah.
it.
Yeah, the names you could think of. It's like for a children's cartoon.
Villain Enterprises, man. It's
villain
awesome.
Enterprises. No, it's not. It's the lack. It's a creatively bankrupt.
He's the villain.
He's the villain. His name is the villain. So his corporate, his LLC wow. would be Villain Enterprises.
Is it like Vincent Villain?
No.
Something
Marty
stupid
Scroll.
Like that? I don't
he's
know.
Marty
I don't
Scroll.
Watch, I don't
the
watch
villain.
This fucking stuff.
We can watch it when we go home if you want.
No,
that's
I don't.
Right.
I don't.
We fucking Adam Page with the fucking chicken wing.
God damn.
In that tag match that Marty does. Chicken wing. He spins. He put him in the
chicken. Oh, yeah.
Anywho.
Let's go Ghostbusters.
Couple matches from this weekend that you definitely need to check out. Briscoe's against Jeff Cobb and Danny Moff.
Did you watch the Danny Moff?
Alex
Shelley match?
I did. It was awesome. And I was...
We're talking about our pal here.
Our guest next week
yeah.
in the studio.
There you go.
Oh, Christ.
Ring of Honor's Danny Moff. Jeff Cobb ate the pin against the Briscoes. He took a J-Driller and then a Froggy Bow.
Froggy Bow.
Froggy Bow.
It sounds like a beer out of Baltimore.
Two guys won tag. They lost to Gresham and Lethal. Silas Young dislocated his kneecap, I think.
Because he's fucking 100 years old.
God. I'm into the fucking two guys, one tag. They're a good tag team.
Two guys,
one tag. It's their name.
It's a terrible name.
Oh, my God. You're so negative. Why are you... Like, in the second hour, you're negative.
Two guys, one tag? Come on, bro.
Sure, they couldn't think of a name. It's two guys, one tag team.
They thought of Villain Enterprises.
Genius.
Vincent,
those guys, that are naming those fucking, they're coming up with the names for the XFL too. The fucking worst.
Vincent and Bateman beat
Guardians had a nice little win.
Ugh. They won Sunday.
You guys are the new
what
tag
are they,
team.
2-2.
Let's spin the wheel of names.
Give me a White Claw while you're up. Make yourself
what'd
useful.
You get?
Oh, Fat Man and Skinny Guy. There you go. That's your new team name. But we're both 200 pounds. No, it doesn't make a difference. You're
we all
fat
can't
man
be the Executioners, you piece of shit.
Hey, the Executioners.
Or the Spiders.
ECW Legends. The
ECPW.
Are we
ECW,
going, are we going to that show?
What show?
ECPW?
The ECPW show.
In Long Valley?
Yeah.
When is that? It's this weekend, no?
No. I think it's next weekend. Gino's on it.
I know he's on it. I saw the poster.
I wanted to bring this up earlier about how, like, I remember watching those shows at like 12 o'clock in the morning on like whatever public access channel it was, and hearing your fucking distinct voices.
Like, they were so, you have no idea. They were so angry at us.
It's like, do people know that Handjob was part of that group?
Hey, yours truly was on a few of those shows working matches.
What's that?
It's the executioner. ECPW.
That's right. No, the experiment.
Whatever. No one cares.
Nah, it was the experiment.
Yeah.
But I, like, execution. Not knowing who you guys were at the time.
It begins with an E and there's an X.
But then, like, getting it all come back, it was like, oh my God, that was
a joke. It was just my dyslexia.
Could have been extra large Tony or something.
I mean, you were kind of big then.
I was big.
Kind of. You looked like fucking Uncle Fester.
I look like
prequel.
Nosferatu, right? Or Uncle Fester.
No,
right?
Now you look like that hairline is Nosferatu all day, buddy.
Leave my
Nosferatu was bald.
What's a Nosferatu?
Oh, I'm sorry. The widow's peak on Dracula next to me.
Why don't you just call me Eddie Munster?
There you go.
I get that a lot.
That a lot? You got a gorgeous head of hair.
Does your wife also think I look like Eddie Munster?
No, she thinks I look like Tom Arnold before I look like Eddie Munster.
Tony, is that...
And Vince Vaughn.
Is that picture that you post of yourself the only executioner pic? Like the one where you like cowering in the corner, like kind
of
hurt?
I have a few of them.
Were you wearing a paper plate as a mask?
Somebody gave me a CD with 8 pictures of myself for my wedding.
Was it all one way or spread out?
You so fucking fat that the CD can only contain 8 photos?
And it was the same picture, just die. Like,
it only
spread
took
out.
You like 4 years to take their picture off the wall. I would have never even put it up.
That's not nice.
She invited me to this group, New Jersey Independent Wrestling Hall of Fame.
You should have joined. You could have made the
Hall of
Fame.
I haven't joined yet.
All right,
we need to go to the next ECPW Hall of Fame dinner, just an FYI.
She's starting like a New Jersey Independent Wrestling Hall of Fame, I think.
Who should go in it?
Why, you want to see Timothy
Plasma? She was asking for nominees.
Nominees, Reckless Youth,
let me go,
Ace
let me go
Darling.
Right,
why, can we not do
Jimmy
this now? We've got like a few minutes left.
I'm going to join the group.
Gresham's in for the pure title tournament. Slex is in. Doug Williams.
Yeah, that was a
Alex
that was a
Shelley,
nice...
Rocky Romero, Mark Haskins, who, because he didn't get pinned in the triple threat match, will be wrestling Roosh at the 18th anniversary show.
Yay.
The women's tournament is starting to shape up, too. They got Katrina.
And the Waves?
Katarina.
Katarina Lee?
Yeah.
For real,
Nicole Savoy, Angelina Love, who I'm kind of starting to turn on her.
March 28th, East Coast Pro Wrestling, West Milford High School.
Yes.
Ugh.
Benefit for Paradise Knoll PTA.
It's a WrestlePro night.
Have fun with that.
Put it in your calendars.
Tito Santana will be there.
Orange Cassidy will be at WrestlePro
versus Johnny Thunder.
Oh,
we might have to go see Heartbreak Dead.
I'm a big Johnny Thunder guy.
The main event is Team USA Tony Atlas and Andrew Anderson versus DeVito's Army Prince Akatakatana and Timothy Theory. Whoever the fuck
we might
those
have to go see
are.
That.
Gino Caruso versus Mr. X.
It's probably Rocky.
The same guy who named
Josephus
villain shithead.
It's been a while since I've been thrown out of a wrestling event.
Also featuring ECPW light heavyweight champion Dirtbag Dan, Connor Riley, Johnny Chill, Ray Killatry. The Masked Superstar is a fucking guy.
Still a thing?
Many more ECPW stars, Tony.
The Kodiak Bear?
Tony.
Is the Kodiak Bear going to be there?
Tony.
Why do I have 3 friends named Anthony and they all went to the same fucking wrestling school? You guys are so weird.
You're still friends with the other 2 Anthonys?
Who's the third?
Bum.
The professor.
Oh, yeah. But that Bum was the one I was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also the one who gave Tony a CD with fucking wrestling pictures on it.
Pictures of me.
You fucking loser.
Fucking stalker.
He's somewhere jumping on a trampoline right now. He's going to be listening to this podcast.
No, he's not.
Let's take a look here.
Never listen to one episode.
The Mambos?
That's not true.
You guys know who the Mambos are?
No. Can we talk about MLW before we wrap this thing up, please?
Number 5.
We're out of time.
I'm not on the card. I'm not booked.
Good for you, Dennis Stamp. Lick these nuts. Did you watch MLW?
I was there, asshole.
Okay, so did you watch it? Did you watch it?
No, he was one of those dickheads in the front 5 rows just wandering around on his phone.
All right,
laughing.
Well, let me ask you.
Because no one was giving him sunglasses.
These were the matches that aired. Do you know the matches that aired?
Yes, the Contra Unit against Los Parks.
What'd you think of that?
It was a fucking bad match. It was a shitty lumberjack match.
No, it was bad overall, dude. Fucking Samael and Gotch are fucking helping La Parca take his coat off for like 10 minutes. I was like, really?
Big
Parker is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I think
terrible.
I think I heard a rumor that he is handing over the gimmick entirely to his son, and he's retiring from wrestling.
He should. He's Ooh. Fucking gross looking, and he's terrible.
That's a big story.
Terrible. And his kid did a flip to the outside. Nobody was even there. I was like, fucking for real?
Injustice took on Zenshi.
There
and
were a
Laredo
lot of
Kid.
Fuck-ups in this match, too, dude. A lot of fuck-ups.
Well, Matt, you were there.
I was there.
What'd you think of that one?
I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah, I didn't watch the show.
The editing was very creative, but it was pretty bad.
And then it was the Dynasty against Savio Vega.
And Mansur and
Tugboat?
Cool Crush.
Logan Creed? What's his name?
Logan Creed, the guy that was like the fucking gift.
That was Grogan. He was Grogan.
Yeah, Grogan.
He is very unique looking talent.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what stinks is that I feel like wrestling fans nowadays shit on people that are big just because they don't want to see it. Because WWE, like Wardlow, they shit on Wardlow.
It's tough. That MLW ring seems a lot smaller on TV. It's a lot harder for people to pretend to not make tags because they're in such close quarters.
Wait until you see the fucking 8-man tag match.
Oh, for real? Yo, your boy Tom Lawler was there.
Fuck
with his
him.
Fucking
he
new
sucks.
I know. It's fucking bad.
Him and fucking Dominic Guarini and all
and
those
the new
other
guy,
fucking
Eric,
idiots.
Eric Stevens.
I like Eric Stevens on Twitter. I hate the fucking Lawler. What are they called?
Filthy Team.
Team Handjob.
Do you like the Von Erichs? I'm a fan of the Von Erichs.
They're okay. They're very, like, bleh, generic. Bleh.
But they wrestle...
Von Generics.
They wrestle the way the Von Erichs wrestled. It's like that world-class style.
The Von Generics? Come on, that's a great name.
We're just playing.
Sorry,
guys. We're up against the clock. Tony's plowing. He's plowing through.
I'm trying to plow. I want to get this done, dude.
I dig.
What else you got?
I dig.
You dig, Matt.
Matt Taven's a fucking loser. The kingdom is dead. Tell a friend.
Wow.
Melvin.
Hot
and you know what's going to be great? When Matt Taven recaptures the Ring of Honor world title and Vincent takes it from him just to stick it in his fucking ass.
I'd be happy about that.
And me and Chuckles are going to hang out and that Vita Von...
And me.
Vita Von Roshki?
No, Vita Von. Oh. She's sexy.
She is
sexy
hot.
Lady.
I saw that she
Oh, can I ask you one question about NWA?
Only Ooh. One.
Vita Von who?
Would you have any interest in going on a retreat with Nikita Koloff and Lex Luger?
No, because I don't want to end up dead or with my dick out.
Elizabeth!
And Tommy Young putting it back in my pants.
Tommy Young. That video is on fucking YouTube, by the way, completely uncensored.
What?
The fucking putting the eggs back in the basket.
Yeah, but I don't need to. You've seen it once. You've seen it a million times.
Oh, you've seen it already?
Yeah, of course I've seen Tommy Young putting Nikita Koloff's dick back in his pants after a suplex from Ric Flair.
Tommy Young. What else we got? Let's wrap it up.
Looks like our boy Sonny Ono is a giant piece of shit.
Why?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't understand this whole story.
Do we like Sonny Ono?
Looks like Game Changer Wrestling had an agreement for Great Muta to come in for Joey Janela's spring break over WrestleMania weekend. And halfway through the negotiations, Mr. Sonny Ono inserted himself.
Good word.
You gotta let some of them go.
I'm not a wordsmith. That I am not. And at some point, Sonny Ono inserted himself, said he wanted that he got a better offer from somebody else to vend him at WrestleCon. So GCW was like, okay, no problem. And then he gave him this list.
Demands, right?
Four tickets to
Disney World.
Four fast passes, four park hoppers, four nights stay at a Disney hotel.
All right, first of all, stop. The first three things you listed are all one thing.
Okay.
But it's excessive.
No, park hopper.
Yeah, but
maybe
Sonny,
expensive.
Maybe Sonny Ono doesn't realize that. I don't know. He's probably got all his tickets
he
comped.
Disney park hopper passes. They all have fast passes.
You're telling me that the guy that brokered the New Japan WCW relationship doesn't understand that what's expensive and what costs stuff.
No, maybe he doesn't understand how the fast passes work with the passes.
Regardless, that's expensive shit. And Muta was coming over with his wife and his kid, so who's the fourth? Sonny Ono was trying to get a free ride. They did some digging and
he's only got one kid, Muta?
He was only bringing one kid with him.
That's right.
You stay home!
That's right. Locked in a cage.
They found
it's
out...
his daughter.
They also found out that the other vendor WrestleCon was Sonny Ono.
Oh. No.
So apparently this is...
Was he also going to stay with his family in a resort?
I'd be your kid.
That's really expensive. That's like $1,500, $1,600, depending on where you stay.
So he...
$2,500.
For Game Changer Wrestling to have to foot the bill for this.
And they do okay, but that's ridiculous.
Right, and then he wanted to book Muta on all these other things, and he said, well, those other companies have to split the bill with us for his travel, and he was like, absolutely not. So Muta will now not be appearing at GCW's
Janela
Spring Break. And
this
is
not. Does he know this?
They have not. They have not been able to contact him. They can't get to him.
To Joey?
No, Great Muta.
He's probably got the Woo flu.
Well, they posted the tweets,
right. And it seems like this is not the first time Sonny Ono has done this. So even though he called for your birthday, Tony, Sonny Ono seems like he's a shady piece of shit.
Oh, I wonder. I wonder if he was trying to pull a fast one, selling the Macho Man's fucking NWO motorcycle.
Oh, maybe.
Could be.
They also announced the second season of Viceland's Dark Side of the Ring.
I saw it starting next this month, right? This month? Yeah.
There's no exact date for the season kickoff as of this point.
Is there? There's only that one show on Viceland, right?
Well, Dark Side of the
multiple.
Ring?
I don't know what it's called, but I've seen.
Yeah,
the show
Dark
on
Side.
Vice.
There was like what five episodes.
They did the other one too. The
Where
he travels to different places in wrestling.
And they did, Ethan Page was on, Darby Allin when he got hit with
Evolve.
The shovel, MVP.
And then he went to like Brazil or some Hispanic country where the woman wrestled in
people.
Dresses and like hats and shit.
The people dress in hats.
Saudi Arabia.
They wrestle in it. The woman wrestled in.
Oh,
it's the Kentucky Derby.
Is it Chile?
Yes. It's a Kentucky Derby. Exactly.
I know the country you're talking about. They have all
funny
all
hats.
The women wrestle.
Whoville.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Seuss book.
But they all wrestle in like these big ass gowns and hats.
Yeah, it's either Chile or Colombia. Maybe it's Colombia.
Might be Chile.
I saw the video. I know what you're talking about. They're like seamstresses and shit during
and they all make their own big ass dresses.
And at night they wrestle.
We can sew.
And none of them are over like,
so, like
5 feet. Yeah, exactly.
So apparently the first season got Viceland Channel their highest viewing numbers in the 3-year history. Ooh. So they brought Viceland.
Okay.
Of that show.
Yes, the Dark Side of the Ring. It was a 5-part series.
Yes.
So they did they did the Montreal Screwjob. They did the relationship between Savage and Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Fabulous Moolah.
Moolah.
The Life and Times of Bruiser Brody. The Life and Times of Gino Hernandez. And the Legacy and Tragedy of the Von Erich family.
And you mentioned Bruiser Brody, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to ask Handjob a question, and I want to see
Handjob.
If he gets it.
I was about to say,
you know the only male wrestler that trained with the Fabulous Moolah?
Pat Patterson.
I'll give you a hint. He's on the wall.
Oh God.
Al Snow. Who's the next one over?
Danny Moff.
Cody Rhodes.
Whoa!
No, keep going.
She actually trained the Patriot, Del Wilkes.
I was getting there. He was literally right there.
I know, that's why I cut him off.
Ah, you jerk.
So season 2 of Dark Side of the Ring will have a Chris Benoit story.
Great.
This is expected to be 2 hours long.
Spoiler, they're all dead.
Ah, damn you.
What?
Story about Brawl for All.
Spoiler, Bart Gunn is dead.
The life... No, he's not.
He's not dead.
Well, his career is.
The Life and Times of Dino Bravo.
That
dead.
The greatest wrestling sign I ever saw. Hey, Dino, can I bum a smoke?
A show on New Jack.
Is there a YouTube thing about Dino Bravo? A documentary about him?
There might be. I don't know. That's a good question.
I think there is. I got to find that.
Herb Abrams, founder of the UWF.
That's going to be a fucking great episode. If you don't know much about Herb, do some research. What a fucking character.
On a first name basis with the guy?
No, character, dude. I know my UWF history. What a fucking nut job that guy was.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Big Bubba Rogers.
Fucking
Dr. Death Steve Williams.
Dr. Death Steve Williams almost killed a fucking jobber in one of the tapings. Great. Bruno Sammartino. Bruno Martinez was involved with those tapings too, by the way.
And
keep
of course,
changing his name. Bruno Martino.
And Times of Owen Hart.
Oh, I thought you were going to say William Mercer Jr.
Really? They're going to go there?
Owen Hart.
Absolutely. Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay. Wait.
I got our closing number.
It's not dark. He wasn't dark. It's just the way he died was dark.
Well, the story how his wife didn't want him in wrestling and he was trying to get out and become a firefighter and take the tests. And he was just doing it for his family and trying to make as much money as possible before he passed his test to become a firefighter. And how they kind of were like, do this gimmick you don't want to do and go up in the rafters where you don't want to go.
A lot of shade thrown on Martha for actually doing this. You don't want to exploit Owen and yet you're doing this Dark Side of the Ring
shit. I'm telling you what. If he did not meet an untimely demise, Blue Blazer would have been world champion.
100%.
And the kid would have fucking loved it. Loved it. That character was exactly the prescription, the antidote for the fucking anti-hero bullshit that's pervasive in wrestling now.
Drink my milk!
It would have been perfect. Ugh.
Eat them vitamins.
But according to you, he wanted to be a firefighter. So
he wanted to be a firefighter.
I'm glad Owen Hart's dead.
What? Shame on you, fucking weirdo.
I get the joke.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You don't want to see Owen Hart the firefighter.
Dragon Gate canceled a bunch of their shows because of the coronavirus.
Yay.
Which it could be detrimental to their business because they make a lot of money off these live shows. The next 2 weeks are going to be rough for them.
Empty arena shows.
And I'm really, again, I understand the severity of the situation, but I'm so fucking annoyed about the New Japan Cup not happening when they said it was going to happen. But we'll have to wait and see when they reschedule that.
Couldn't they put like some like bullshit like NXT type stuff where they just have it somewhere that's like not like a big place? And like have it at like.
Well, the problem is they do it over like 2 weeks. Like it's a huge tour. It's not. I think there's 32 guys in the tournament, and it plays out over 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
Well, you know what's going to happen in 2 weeks?
What's going to happen in 2 weeks, Tony Z?
My going home is Nick Aldis is defending the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship in Puerto Rico against Carlito, Caribbean Cool Colon.
None of this stuff's going to happen.
It might happen.
I spit in 2 weeks.
I just hope they don't stab Nick Aldis to death before he could squash that fucking Marty.
That fucking cherry-picking son of a bitch.
I still have my Carlito hat that you gave me, Tony.
I still have mine too, bro.
They said the Pope is ill.
Because he's a fucking G, that's why.
He keeps kissing fucking hands and licking babies.
Something like that.
He's sick. He's going to get coronavirus.
Pope. Good. I hope all the priests that fuck kids get coronavirus too.
Yeah.
We got any plugs?
It's not around to get old coronavirus.
Do I have any plugs? Danny Moff's going to be joining us next week
next
in studio.
Week in
Returns.
Studio.
Ring of Honor. He's going to be in a four-way match at the 18th anniversary show against Kenny King.
Oh, boy.
Bateman. I saw it. Yeah. I have it here. I have
Justin
it here.
Bateman wrestles?
No, Bateman. Just Bateman.
Jason.
You fucking dickhead.
He's the Bateman. He comes out with a tackle box.
No, he's with fucking Vincent and the Righteous.
He hooks people
He comes out with 13-year-old girls who look like they're 16.
Dealer's Choice match. Danny Moff against Kenny King against Shane Taylor against Bateman.
Like it.
Which we will be picking that match for the Ring of Honor 13th anniversary show.
13th?
18th.
There you go.
Taking place March 13th, Friday the 13th. Spooky. Ooh. Scary.
I feel like we just did a Ring of Honor preview show of the 13th year like last year.
You did.
It feels like
it. 4 years ago.
So Danny Moff will be in studio next week to talk Ring of Honor.
What a story.
This tag team with Jeff Cobb. And what it's like to be under contract finally after all this time.
Kevin?
What?
Plug?
No, I'm good, buddy.
All right, cool. Follow me.
Hand job. You got any plugs?
Yeah.
Let our guests plug shit.
But it looks like a fox's tail.
Oh, I like that.
Nailed it.
Twitch my butt.
A little shaky, shaky.
Yeah, that's my plug.
All right, well, in honor of your hatred for Owen Hart,
yeah.
I'd like to close the show with a little number of...
He didn't say he hated Owen Hart. He just said he didn't want to see him become a firefighter.
I'm going to say I'm glad he died before he could ruin his heritage with...
Okay, being a firefighter? Being a hero?
All right. Yeah.
He was a hero already.
That's a good point. It's a very good point.
Be your hero.
It's like, I'm glad John Lennon's dead. So I don't have to listen to his fucking newest album coming out like Paul McCartney.
You don't want to hear him?
Because you know she'd live.
Well, she's still living, isn't she?
I know. I get it.
Well, this is a close second.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The irony in this is...
I love this.
Upsetting.
Owen Hart. Thinking of Owen Hart. Thinking how he fell so far. And he hit so hard. Bad idea from the start. Yeah, we miss you, Owen Hart.
Tune in next week. We're going to have Dan Moff in studio. Say goodnight, Gracie. All
right, fuck you for trying to do that bullshit that the turnbuckle throwbacks do.
Oh, my God. Fucking
Tony, you're the worst.
You hack.
Do you have a real closing number?
Piece of shit. Say goodnight, Gracie. Fuck you, you fucking tool
you
bag.
You want a real closing number?
Ah, you're the worst. Yeah. Why would you do that? Why
Turn
would you sully this
the
great show?
The party's over.
Why would you do that?
All right, here we go.
What's wrong with you?
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Only but a goodie.
Good night, everybody.
I hate you. Why
thank you, Handjob.
Do that?
My pleasure.
Special thanks to Handjob for being here. Say goodnight,
everyone.
Chris.
Run out and get your hand
fucking
sanitizer.
Fucking stop. I'm going to punch you in the fucking balls.
In the dick.
2 weeks we're all gonna be quarantined.
What the fuck are you playing?
On it now.
Good night, everyone.
See ya.